High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
2 weeks ago, Donovan Trimble proved why they are one of the best teams in Class C2, beating the Blue Hill Bobcats. Last week, the Bobcats proved why they are one of the most resilient teams in Class C2, knocking off the St. Cecilia Bluehawks.
Bowler's got the ball again. He wants to throw. Throws it into the end zone. Man wide open. Caught touchdown. Mitchell Rubelin catches the ball there for Blue Hill, and that was picture perfect for Blue Hill, Jimmy, as they take the ball right downfield and stuff it down the throats of the St. Cecilia defense.
Tonight, the Bobcats look for continued offensive performance as well as a little help from their defense if they are going to beat the Southern Valley Eagles.
He's got the ball as he reverses it out of there and now hands the ball away to Wilner, the fullback. The ball may have come loose down there. It did come loose, and Blue Hill says they have the football.
It's the Blue Hill Bobcats, the Southern Valley Eagles, and it's on the Breeze 94.5. Let's get you out to the Cornhusker Power broadcast booth and let the boys from the Breeze set the stage.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome to the NewTek Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of NewTek Seed. NewTek Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a NewTek Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Call Terry and Jason Stark today of NewTek Seed. Well, we got a C28 district matchup week four of the football season already underway. I'm Jeff Babel alongside Tim Bob Kitzmiller. Coming into the year, Blue Hill's now 2-1. They came off of a big win over Hastings St. Cecilia last week, 30-14. Southern Valley got their first win of the year last week against Cambridge, 21-0. Well, what do you think the keys are going to be here tonight, Tim?
Well, we got a very stiff breeze blowing from the south, and I think that's going to have a big impact on the passing game and as well as the kicking game tonight. May play an impact on field position and how the play calling goes with that wind. So we'll see how that plays as well as the storms that might possibly roll in here. So I think it's going to be, again, a physical game and an exciting game, a district game, as you say. But I think the wind will play a huge factor, and we'll see how it plays out tonight.
Blue Hill, about a top 10 team just outside the polls right now. Southern Valley, a team that won Class C2 state basketball championship last year. We'll see how that correlates to the gridiron in the fall. We're going to hear from the coaches coming up next. You're listening to the NewTek Seed pregame show here on the Breeze 94.5. We'll hear from the coaches on the other side of this break.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Where do you get more Superstore? Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Whether you get more, Superstore, Outlet Superstore.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Good evening and welcome to High School Football here on the Breeze 94.5. Tyson Veronica with you as we get set for the new Tech Seed pregame show. As always, we talk with both coaches, both home and away, for tonight's football game to get the lowdown on their game plan heading into tonight. Tonight's our feature broadcast, the Southern Valley Eagles will be facing off against the Blue Hill Bobcats. It's a district match. And joining us, first of all, to talk about his Southern Valley team, we have Coach Jeremy Epp on the line with us. Coach, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your Southern Valley Eagles, a team that is 1-2 currently on the season. But, hey, you picked up a win last week against Cambridge, a shutout victory for your defense. Boy, that had to have been a good moment for your boys.
Yeah, I tell you what, each week we've seen some great development from the Donovan Trumbull game right into Hershey. And you know, they learned some tough lessons at that game. And then, you know what, the best thing about life is you get to learn some tough lessons and then reapply them. And then, you know, our offensive line came to play last week against Cambridge, did a great job. And then defensively, we had a great shutout.
Coach, when you were talking a little bit before the season started, you mentioned that the culture really starting to change out there at Southern Valley High School. Then you look at the schedule, and no breaks for your boys at all. You jump right in, play teams like Donovan Trumbull, teams like Hershey, both undefeated on the season so far. So you got some good measuring sticks right out of the gate.
Well, that, you know, that's a good thing for your kids. You know, I think adversity leads you to greatness. You know, I think you have a great opportunity to grow every single week, and playing some of the best teams in the state really does help you. It helps you measure where you're at. It helps you measure where you need to go. You know, and then you develop some confidence playing those kind of teams, and you throw in some extra things, put in a little passion, and the next thing you know, you have great results.
Coach, talking a little bit about last week's game against Cambridge, 21-0 victory for the Southern Valley Eagles. Defense obviously came through here.
Yeah, Coach Schoenfelder did a great job of preparing the boys last week. He had them all in the right places at the right time. What I like to see is that throughout the ball game, they kept getting better and better at defensively against the zone read. And you gotta be very disciplined when you come up against offenses like that. And you know, we've been getting better since the Donovan Trumbull game.
Coach, let's flip over the coin. Talk maybe just a little bit about this. Let's kind of dive into the depth chart here. Talk about the offense that your Eagles run and what we're going to see on the field tonight.
Well, you're going to see us. We're definitely a multiple set team, but we like to go in shotgun. We like to, spread the ball around. We're going to put the ball in the air. We're going to run the ball, and we have some very good athletes. We definitely want to get the ball to kids like Hunter Quinn and Alex Cobb, Jeremiah, Dylan Brooks, and Christian Lewis, Dan Dietz. You know, we got some good weapons out there. Griffin York. Each one of these kids brings something different to the table, and offensively we want to do our best to make sure that those kids touch the ball.
Okay. Coach, on the defensive side of the ball, as we kind of mentioned, your defense played really well last week, and as you mentioned, continued to improve since the start of the season. What are we going to be looking at defensively from you guys?
Well, we're kind of like a 4-2 team. We'll go one on top, two up top. We'll make adjustments as we go. We're definitely a multiple set. But I like the fact that we have some good kids who are making plays and getting better. Michael Longstein has had a great season so far. Dylan Brooks, definitely an all-state candidate when it comes to the linebacker position. Chance Best and Jeremiah Perkins continue to grow. Even Sam Hunt, and man, he's been laying some big sticks this year, and really appreciate what he's done. And the cornerbacks and safeties, you know, they've been making great plays this year, great plays.
Coach Jeremy Epp with the Southern Valley Eagles joining us on the new Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, as we mentioned, 1-2 start for your Southern Valley Eagles. You mentioned the continued improvement. Where has this team improved the most in these first three games?
Well, you know, every single week you want to see your team, you know, you're going to be average, you're going to be good, you're going to be great. And as long as I continue to see more growth, more opportunities, more plays, more from every single kid across the line, you'll continue to see this team put up W's.
And here we go, Coach. You said that leads us to tonight, the Blue Hill Bobcats. You're making your road trip down to Blue Hill. Blue Hill coming off fresh off a big win against St. Cecilia just last week, a team that's very physical, likes to run hard. You always know what you're going to get when you face a Blue Hill Bobcat team.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've known Coach Porter for a while now, and he definitely does a great job of running downhill. He's going to make sure that the kids that need to touch the ball get the ball, and their offensive line, defensive line always do a really nice job.
Coach, defensively, how are you going to kind of line up, knowing that they like to run the football, like that ground-and-pound style offense? How do you counter that defensively tonight?
Well, you got to be aggressive. You know, you got to make sure you fill your gaps. You make sure you do your assignment. You better make sure you have the correct alignment, and you better make sure you use the correct technique. You do those things, and you'll be successful.
All right. Well, Coach, once again, Coach Jeremy Epp joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Southern Valley versus Blue Hill tonight. You might have alluded to it on the defensive side of the football. Offensively, though, what are your keys to not only finding the end zone, but picking up a W tonight?
We're gonna keep that balance, you know. Obviously our ground game has gotten a little bit better every single week, and that's a tribute to the offensive line starting to click a lot better. We have some great skilled players, and we're gonna make sure we get them the ball. And I have confidence in those guys. They're gonna do the right thing. They're gonna make sure they make plays, and we got some good athletes, and they just gotta make it all happen on the field.
And, Coach, you're putting it all in perspective here. This is kind of the first district match, early district matchups for you guys. So just getting started, getting off on the right foot in your district has to be a key of importance.
Yeah, because tell you what, you beat a quality school, a quality community, and a quality football team like Blue Hill, you can definitely attribute that and take that confidence and do a lot of good things throughout the season.
Okay, once again, Jeremy Epp joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, congratulations on this start of the season so far for you guys. Good luck as you progress through not only tonight but through the rest of the season, and we hope to check back in with you again in the future. Coach, good luck.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
That's Jeremy Epp. He is the head coach of the Southern Valley Eagles. When we come back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll move on over to the other side of the field, get the home team Blue Hill Bobcats perspective on tonight's matchup. It's the Southern Valley Eagles and the Blue Hill Bobcats, and it's on the Breeze 94.5.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
And welcome back inside the KLIQ Sports Studios. We are underway with the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get a look at both teams, talk with both coaches here on the show before tonight's football game featuring the Blue Hill Bobcats and the Southern Valley Eagles. Joining us on the program now, we have the head coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats, Scott Porter, joining us. And, Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your Blue Hill Bobcat club. Team that got a big, big victory last week against Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 30-14. Coach, especially coming after that loss against Donovan Trumbull, how big was it to put one back in the win column for your boys?
Well, you know, I think any win's a big win, but, you know, coming off, like you said, the loss to Donovan Trumbull, I think it was hoping that it's a big confidence booster for the players and, you know, making them realize that when they do play together and execute, they can win any game they're in.
Coach, talking just a little bit about how you guys were able to handle St. Cecilia so well, really did a lot of good work on the ground against the Hawks last week.
Yeah, you know, we have one of the bigger lines that we've had here at Blue Hill this year, and, you know, that's what we're kind of going in as far as our bread and butter is our running game. And when you have talented backs like Keith and Drury, Jason Poe, James Fuller, and Mitch Kruger, and Jordan Smith, you know, there's no reason why to throw the ball, but it also helps to have a receiver like Mitch Rubelid. So, you know, we're kind of balanced, but more towards the running. And if things are working, you know, we're going to stick with it.
Okay, Coach, well, now you enter into really the start of district play here against the Southern Valley Eagles. Talk about, you know, what you've seen from Southern Valley as far as I know they're a team that's really kind of starting to turn the corner there at Southern Valley the last couple of years. Much improved ball club you're going to be facing tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of years, you know, we've had to make the journey out there, and they've have played us tough, and, you know, we felt that we were pretty fortunate to come away with victories out there. So, you know, they have some athletic kids, and, you know, like you mentioned, it's the first district game of the season, and, you know, it's another important game for us, just like the rest of them, but, you know, it's just going to come down to who blocks the best and tackles and executes, and hopefully we can do all three of those tonight and have our third victory of the season and first district win.
Coach, you've had some pretty tough, difficult opponents really the last 2 weeks, and even with Thayer Central in that first game where your defense was able to shut out the Titans. But, you know, you get teams like Donovan Trumbull, Hastings, St. Cecilia. Is there almost a benefit playing those kind of caliber teams so early on in the season so that your players are ready as the season moves along and have played up to that competitive level?
I think it is a benefit, but I would rather have it mixed around a little bit instead of, you know, all four, you know, not saying that the rest of our schedule is any easier, but having four really tough games at the beginning of the season, and, you know, it'd be better, but it does give the kids confidence, and, you know, it's all going to matter when it comes to that last regular season game, how healthy you are and how gel everything is offensively, defensively, and special teams for your team to see how far you're going to go in the playoffs. So, you know, there's a benefit for playing tough teams at the beginning, but you would also like to, you know, maybe see that kind of competition towards the end also.
You mentioned the injuries, the health of the team so far, Coach. Last week against St. Cecilia, quite a few injury timeouts. What's the status as far as the health of the team's concerned? Any major injuries we need to be concerned about tonight?
We are down with the loss of Jordan Smith injuring his knee last weekend, so we won't have him this Friday night. And otherwise, everybody else is healthy as can be at this time of the season as far as injuries from football or health-wise. So, you know, we just won't have Jordan tonight, and we're not for sure if we'll have him the rest of the year, but as of tonight, Jordan's the only one that we'll be missing.
Once again, tonight, a home game for the Blue Hill Bobcats as they get set to take on the Southern Valley Eagles. Coach Scott Porter joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, as we look forward and creep up to kickoff here, what are just some of the things you're going to focus on? What are some of the things that you want to see out of your ball club tonight?
Well, you know, just like any other game, especially taking care of the ball, you know, if you can hang on to the rock, you've got a very good chance of sustaining drives and keeping the other team away, you know, off their offense. And, you know, I just think we need to come out and execute all three aspects of the game. And if we can do that and tackle like we did last Friday night, you know, I think we have a very good chance of coming out with a victory tonight.
Well, once again, the Blue Hill Bobcats get set to take on their first district opponent tonight, the Southern Valley Eagles, on the schedule and make the trip to Blue Hill. Coach, thank you so much for joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Congratulations on the success of the start of the season, and we'll chat with you further down the line. Thanks, sir.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Scott Porter with the Blue Hill Bobcats joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. When we come back, we are just about set for kickoff as we'll kick things back out to the field. It's Blue Hill and Southern Valley on the Breeze 94.5.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
The Breeze 94.5.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's time for your Five Points Bank starting lineup. Tonight's starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take care of your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Hastings, the better bank. First, let's start with the away team, the Southern Valley Eagles. Number two, Alex Kappa, 6 foot, 165-pound receiver and cornerback. He's a senior. Number three, Jeremiah Perkins, 6 foot, 175-pound quarterback and linebacker, the junior. Number five, Griffin York, the senior, 5 foot, 155-pound running back and linebacker. Number nine, Christian Lewis, a 5'6", 155-pound junior, seeing some time at running back and linebacker tonight. Number 24, Hunter Quinn, a 6'3", 165-pound junior, playing both receiver and defensive back tonight. And Dylan Brooks, the guy to watch here. Number 34, the 6'1", 225-pound senior running back and linebacker. Tom Percival wears number 59. He'll be a 5'10", 245-pound offensive and defensive lineman, the senior. Number 61, Jacob Kramer, 5'8", 165-pound offensive and defensive lineman, the sophomore. Number 66, Michael Longshine, a senior, 6'3", 215-pound offensive and defensive lineman. And number 68, Carl Kramer Jr., 6', 255-pound senior offensive and defensive lineman. Number 69, Tucker Bergquist, a 160-pound junior offensive and defensive lineman. We're going to take a quick break and stop for the national anthem. We'll have the Blue Hill starters on the other side of this break. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Along here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, continuing our 5 points bank starting lineup for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Number two, Jaden Hamill, a 155-pound sophomore wide receiver and defensive back. Jason Poe, the number five, he's your quarterback tonight, 165-pound junior, play a little defensive back as well. Number 15, Mitchell Rubelid, a 155-pound senior wide receiver and defensive back. 24, Keith Andrew will be your starting running back tonight, 175-pound junior. And he'll play a little linebacker as well. Number 25, 175-pound sophomore, wide receiver, linebacker, Mitch Kruger. Luke Feynman, number 31 on your program, 175-pound junior, play a little receiver and linebacker tonight. Colin Brown, the big 300-pound freshman offensive guard, he'll be wearing number 50 tonight. Austin Rose, 54, 165-pound sophomore, defensive tackle. 56, Tristan Kruger, 250-pound junior, offensive guard and defensive tackle. Dylan Rose at number 64, 255-pound senior offensive and defensive tackle. Number 66, Jacob Lovejoy, a 180-pound junior offensive guard and linebacker. And finally, number 75, Brett Streif, a 260-pound junior offensive tackle.
And toss was won by the away team. Southern Valley. And they'll kick it off right now.
High end over end kick up into that breeze. We got a very, very strong breeze tonight. That's an easy touchback for Southern Valley. It'll be brought back out to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, more than a breeze. It's a gust. It's blowing the winds, the flags out here that they have along the sidelines, just pretty much straight out. And Old Glory is easy to see. She's not looks like she's on a string out there. So we'll see how this goes. Blue Hill starting into the wind. See how their offense starts here against the Eagles.
Gust of wind, the breeze, 94.5 is where he at. Twins to the right side and slot man to the left side. It is Perkins, the quarterback for Southern Valley. Blue Hill, has the ball. Handed off here to Drury. Drury gets across the 25 to the 26, 7, 8-yard line. Nice solid run after contact there.
Just that zone read play there. Drury taking it off tackle. Got a nice hole to run through. And then once he got into the secondary, he was a load to bring down. He picked up about 8 on that carry.
Nice big run. It's actually Mitch Kruger, number 25, on the carry there. The first down carry brings it 2nd and 1 now for the Bobcats at their own 29-yard line going into the wind, left to right as you look into your radio dial. Shotgun formation for Poe. Poe takes the snap. Option to the right side is going to pitch it now. Got a man out there. He cuts it back up the middle. Gets near the first down. Probably going to have enough here to move the chains. Nice run there.
Running the option into the boundary that time. Good read by the quarterback. Pitched it, and the defenders were there for the Southern Valley, but Drew just lowered his shoulder and picked up about 3 and picked up the first down along the way.
Clock's running at 1:12. Scoreless here very early into this game on the breeze, 94.5, a C2-8. District matchup, an important matchup to get your feet going in the district play. Poe, the quarterback, still in the shotgun formation. Got 2 running backs to his right side. Rubulid split out to the right side as well. Takes this shotgun snap. Going to hand it off now to Drury. Drury gets hit hard at the defensive lineman by Perkins. Perkins met him right at the defensive line. Tries to get maybe another yard or two after contact.
Just that zone replay again, and that time the Southern Valley Eagles defender was there, picked up about maybe 1.5 yards, we'll call it 2 yards there. Southern Valley kind of playing a man up on the outside, playing a 4-2 defense, yep, with a safety over the top, really pressing the line of scrimmage, trying to slow down this running game of the Bobcats.
We're in that 4-2 defense. We heard Coach Jeremy Epps say that. Perkins comes up from his linebacker position and makes that hit. Poe, now the quarterback for Blue Hill, takes this snap. Going to hand it off again to Drury. Drury gets across the 35-yard line, falls forward for another yard or two after that.
Better job there on the defensive end, crashing down on that play, not allowing that seam to open up between the guard and the tackle out here. So just a short gain brings up a 3rd and long, first time we've seen this for the Bobcats.
3rd and long indeed. Twins split to the right side. Rubulid, the star receiver, split to the left side for Poe, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Takes this snap, going to be a design quarterback keeper up the right side. He's going to lower his shoulder, get across the 40-yard line. Not going to be close enough to the first down. Decision time with this wind. Do you punt into it?
Boy, I'm telling you, that's a big decision because you're right here just short of the just across the 45-yard line. You're a good 3 yards short. Looks like you're going to line up and punt. We'll see how this wind affects this kicking game tonight. But that, again, that quarterback read and a good play by the Southern Valley defense, not to allow Poe to pick up the first down.
Kept him inside, used that sideline as that 12th defender. And, again, they are lined up in a pump formation. Probably going to watch the fake here. We got trips to the right side.
But we're only about 20 yards deep for the punt.
It is punt, end over end, high kick, going to be caught by the wind, hit and roll back, take a nice Southern Valley bounce at the 46-yard line.
So only about a 15-yard punt. In results there.
Right.
So you almost could have gone for it. You give them excellent field position. Ball got up into that wind, and it just tumbled and came down and came back like a golf shot. So good field position for the Eagles to start.
Southern Valley will counter with Jeremiah Perkins, a 6'1", 175-pound junior, as their quarterback. Dylan Brooks, a 6'1", 220-pound running back. And look for Alex Kopp, the 6-foot receiver to make some plays as well. They're also in the shotgun formation, going to send a man in motion now to the right side. That is Kopp. He's going to roll to the right, got defensive pressure, and he's sacked. Sacked at the 35-yard line. Huge play there by Blue Hill, getting a first down sack.
Number 27 coming in there from the corner linebacker spot there. I'm sorry, Fuller coming in from the linebacker spot and getting pressure. Wanted to run the little wheel route along the sideline, well covered by the Bobcats, and that results in about a 12-yard loss, maybe 13.
Southern Valley using the man in motion, trying to get the jet sweep going. Got a lot of athletes on this team, a team we saw win state basketball last year. See if their offense correlates here. They're going to hand this one off the middle now to Brooks. Brooks dives ahead, gets probably about 5 yards back. Good try to get that yardage back that they lost on that first down.
I think that was Lewis, I think. They're number nine, picking up about 4 or 5 there to start.
Lewis with the carry makes it third down and 16 now. Ball on the 40-yard line, just under 8 minutes to go here on the Breeze 94.5. We're scoreless between Southern Valley and Blue Hill. Blue Hill third and long here, or Southern Valley, excuse me. Blitz here by Blue Hill, but read perfectly by the Southern Valley offensive line. Pass incomplete, tried to hit the man across the middle. Incomplete, intended for Hunter Quinn. Going to bring up fourth down and 21 here.
And the ball was thrown behind the receiver, and if he had caught it, he would have still had to have picked up about at least 9 yards after the catch. So wouldn't have resulted in a first down. I think the pressure from the linebacker blitz caused the quarterback to throw it early. And we'll see how this wind affects the punt going the other way now.
Southern Valley, we saw their opening kickoff go well into the end zone for a touchback. See how the punt goes. Punt, a high punt, very deep with the wind. Going to be knocked out of bounds around the 10-yard line. We're going to have to wait for the official spot. He's going to go all the way inside the 10.
He's coming back out.
Oh, there he is. Went all the way down to the goal line, coming down. Now he's outside the 10. I'm thinking he's going to be at the 16, and he's at the 15 officially is when that ball went out of bounds.
Well, that wind, you know, the ball carried it well beyond the track over here, actually, or the broad jump track, I should say. So once it got up in the wind, the ball didn't, you know, if it had stayed inbound, it probably would have been inside the 10. But wind blew it not only down but also to the west.
A couple short drives there for both teams. Blue Hill get the ball back, first down and 10 at their own 15-yard line, going into the wind wearing the blue jerseys, black pants, black helmets, trimmed with the black and blue numerals. Shotgun formation here for Blue Hill. Twins to the right side. Poe takes a snap. You kind of hand this one off up the middle to...
looks like Kruger.
Kruger, yeah, I was in on that play. They're getting a nice balance of Kruger and Drury here, trying to keep Southern Valley off guard.
And we saw Kruger come in quite a bit against Donovan Trumbull when Drury was hurt and maybe discovered another running back. And that gives him a nice 1-2 punch. And he picks up about 3 yards out there. Okay.
Second and 7, ball on the 18-yard line, just under 7 minutes now here in the opening quarter. Blue Hill might be trying to slow it down to milk the first quarter down so that they can get the win back here in the second quarter. Taking their time here on this snap. Shotgun formation. Poe, the quarterback, takes this shotgun snap. Design quarterback keeper to the left side. Got a man in front. Goes across the 25-yard line. Not much after that to the 26. Should be enough here to move the chains, though.
Yeah, it looks like he just that power off tackle with that quarterback. It's just you don't account for the quarterback in the running game, and it's very difficult to get enough people into those gaps to stop that, especially when you've got strong blockers and the size of a line that you've got here at Blue Hill. So, Big 7 yard first down carry.
Another C2 team I'm familiar with, the Crofton Warriors up in north central Nebraska. They like to run that quarterback follow, and it's very hard, like you said, just number wise, to stay with it there. Shotgun formation now again for Poe. Twins to the right side, slot man Rubelid to his left side. And this one off again, breaks a tackle right at the midfield line, or 30 yard line, excuse me. Gains a good chunk on first down.
Yeah, picked up about 4 there. That time the Eagles came with a blitz from the outside, picked up well by the blocking back, I guess you'd call him the fullback, in this position. And Drury made a nice cut, brings up 2nd and 5, 2nd and 6. And, again, just moving those chains and picking up those 3-4 yards of the carry.
First quarter of play. We're already under 6 minutes to go. I don't think we've had very many passing attempts, maybe 1 or 2 for both teams. Fumbled snap here by Poe. penalty flag on the play, too. He's going to be sacked for or fall forward for about a yard or two, but we're going to have a penalty flag here.
I think that's going to be a penalty procedure.
Yeah, yeah, I think I don't think they were set quite yet.
Well, the ball came back and everybody was moving, but you know there was a timing issue there. So
we'll wait for the official call here, and that's exactly what it is on Blue Hill. It's going to drop them back five more yards,
and that's tough on a team like Blue Hill. You know, you want to stay in that short down and distance. You get behind the chains in a running game. Then you're forced to throw the ball a little bit. Now that we know we've got a nice receiver out there with Rubelit, we'll see if Poe can throw the ball into this wind on a second and basically 11.
Yeah, Rubelit last year, 36 catches for 188 yards. Right now, averaging around 77 yards per game. Again, we did see him against Donovan Trumbull out for most of that second half with that injury. Good to see him back here against Southern Valley. Twins to the right side, man in motion on the left side for Blue Hill. Is going to quarterback keeper, and he falls down. I would assume he fell down. I don't think he was tripped up there by the defender. Maybe just some tough footing out there.
Yeah, it looked like he's going to run that option to the wide side of the field there. Went to make a cut, and his feet just came out from underneath him. Maybe just gremlins got him out there. The white chalk lines he tripped over. But brings up again that third and 10.
It's a big third down here because if you don't convert
that wind, you're right.
It's third down 11. I don't know if you're quite in fourth down territory at your own 24-yard line. We'll see what they call here. Poe, the quarterback, takes this shotgun snap. Design quarterback keeper up the right side. Got a hole there, but it's quickly filled by the Southern Valley linebacking core. Gets near the 30-yard line. That's going to be plenty short. Bring up fourth down.
And we're going to have to punt into this wind again. Again, you're going to give the short field to the Southern Valley Eagles. Coach is betting his defense can hold and stand up against this offense because, again, we're talking a big difference between where the upbacks are when they're punting with the wind. We're only about 20 yards from the line of scrimmage. The other way, they were about 50 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Last punt for Blue Hill went a grand total of 15 yards. We'll see how this one goes. A low liner is a low snap, and it takes a nice roll here for Blue Hill. Going to be down at around the 36-yard line. So a nice roll.
Yeah, much more of the rugby-style kick that time. Kicked it sideways and got the roll out of it, which is a good plan against this wind because it gets up in the air, then it's going to do nothing but just hang there.
So Southern Valley with their second drive of the game. They're going to start on their 30-yard line, 4 minutes, 1 second to go. We're scoreless.
Looks like it's closer to the 40-yard line.
42-yard line, excuse me. First down and 10 for the Eagles.
Good, excellent field position to start.
Perkins, the quarterback for the Eagles, will take this one. He's going to send Kopp in motion to the right side. He's going to design quarterback keeper up the middle. Gets two, maybe three on the play. Not much there. It was open, but it was quickly filled by the big Blue Hill defensive line.
Yeah, again, tried to run that quarterback power play there. He gets just back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on that play. I'm surprised they're not trying to throw the ball a little bit with this wind. But, you know, coach knows what he's doing.
Sends another man in motion again, left to right. That's Kopp, the receiver. And they're going to hand it off to him now. And he gets out across the 50-yard line. I think he's going to have enough for the first down. It's going to be close, though.
Depends on where they mark it.
Nice second down run by Kopp. They finally gave it to him. That's the third time we've seen him in motion there.
Yeah, just running that jet sweep action, and he's going that time. They gave it, got the corner, and picked up just going to be just short, third and about a yard maybe.
Kopp, a six-foot wide receiver with that carry. Now they're going to send him in motion again. Fake the handoff to him. It's going to be a read option. Handoff to the running back, Brooks, and Brooks breaks the tackle, gets across the 40-yard line near the 35. Nice, huge run there by Brooks. Moving the chains.
Yeah, about a 12, 15-yard run. Nice cut there right at the line of scrimmage. Came through the line, cut it back to the outside, had a lane to run in and picked up a first down. Now we've got Southern Valley across the 40-yard line, and that's a nice series here to start the we'll get inside of 3 minutes here in the first quarter.
Dylan Brooks with a nice first down run there. Alex Kopp now in motion left to right. They're going to hand it off to him again. On that jet sweep motion, going to get hit in the backfield, lose plenty of yardage, four, maybe five on the play.
Yeah, that time the defensive end or the outside linebacker came up and didn't allow that jet sweep play to develop. Met him, you know, just as he was getting to the line of scrimmage, and then drove him backwards. So about a 3-yard loss, I think.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. We're scoreless right now between the Southern Valley Eagles and the Blue Hill Bobcats on the Breeze 94.5. 2 minutes, 25 seconds left in this one. Second down, 14 on their own 41-yard line for the Southern Valley Eagles. Cop in motion left to right again. First pass of the game here. Complete out on the left side. That's Quinn. Quinn gets back near the original line of scrimmage. Maybe a little bit more. It's going to bring up third down.
Yeah, just a little hitch route here on the outside. Ran about, about a 5-yard hitch. Got back just across the line of scrimmage. Still going to bring up third and at least, it's hard to tell. Looks like it's about 9, maybe 10 yards. Well, just 9 yards, just right there at the original line of scrimmage.
Actually, his second pass attempt of the day. The first one fell incomplete for Perkins, the quarterback. Sends Kopp again in motion left to right. Fakes the handoff to him and gives it off to Brooks up the middle. And Brooks gets, or that was Lewis, excuse me. Lewis gets a yard, if that. Going to bring up fourth down here.
See if they go for it. It's only about a 1-yard gain on that. See if they decide to go for it here with the short field. But the defense has been playing well, and you're about to give the wind up. So, you know, if you're going to take a shot, this would be the time to do it. I'm surprised we have not seen Brooks carry the ball tonight. He was the guy coming in with all the yardage for him. And we have yet to see him get the ball tonight. I don't know if he's injured or what, but they are certainly not lining up with him in the backfield.
Southern Valley now lining up in a field goal formation.
Wow. Well, we'll see.
They're going to spot this at the 40-yard or the 50-yard line. Timeout on the field. It was blocked, but it was after the timeout called. That would be a 60-yard field goal in high school. Delay a game called against Southern Valley probably makes this call a little bit easier. I think you're going to punt this one away. Yeah, you might go for it. They're bringing in some reinforcements here on the right side. A 60-yard field goal, though, in high school, blowing. But
that's a stiff wind. That is a stiff wind. He was booting it pretty good into the wind. I watched him down here. But, yeah, you're right. That would be a heck of a kick.
Perhaps they were doing a decoy trying to maybe get Blue Hill to use a timeout because now they're in the punt formation. Their first punt was down at around the 15-yard line. We'll see where this one goes. A nice spiral kick inside the 15-yard line. Going to be caught on the fly by Quinn.
Yeah, that was an unusual punt. He held it with the almost up and down, almost like an ice cream cone, and kicked the end of it. So it just went up end over end and kicked it over here. Nice position and a nice catch by Quinn. If he'd have let it land, it probably would have rolled into the end zone. And that would have been a touchback.
Under a minute to go now. 50 seconds. First down and 10 for Blue Hill here on the Breeze 94.5. We're scoreless. Both teams have had two possessions. Both teams have punted it both times. Southern Valley or Blue Hill might run a play or two here to try and milk that clock and get the win at their back for the second quarter. Poe, the quarterback in the shotgun, takes this snap. He's going to hand it off now. And probably going to get a yard, if that, Drury on the carry.
Well, I don't know. He just maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. They are really pressing the line of scrimmage. The linebackers are jumping up there into those gaps, and they're daring them to throw the football.
Second down and 9. It's going to be, I believe, one more play will need to be run, and it should be a running play because if it's a pass play, you might have an incomplete pass, and you won't have the win here. So Rubelid split out to the left side now. Poe, the quarterback, in the shotgun, takes this snap, hands it off, of course, up the middle. Nothing doing again. Maybe a yard, if that, again. Under 5 seconds to go, so that'll do it for the first quarter of play. Drury on the carry. And it'll bring up third down and 9 from their own 13-yard line when we come back here on the Breeze 94.5. We're scoreless from Blue Hill. Southern Valley 0 and Blue Hill 0. We'll be back on the Breeze 94.5.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for your propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engine, customized to your specifications. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings.
Hey, and here we go. Now the Bobcats have got the wind with them. It's a third down. And about six, maybe seven to go here, and see if they throw the ball for the first time tonight.
Going right to left now on your radio dial is Blue Hill in the second quarter. Shotgun formation. Twins right, slot man to the left side. Poe will take this snap. He's going to try and throw it over to Rublet. He's got him at the 30. Makes a move at the 35-yard line. Fumble on the play, out of bounds. Luckily for Blue Hill, that went out of bounds. They're going to retain possession.
Boy, that was close. Rublet was trying to make something, caught the ball on a nice in route there, or a little button hook, picked up the first down, was trying to get extra yardage, and along the sideline, defender just knocked that ball straight up in the air, and fortunately for the Bobcats, it went out of bounds.
First down and 10 from the 31-yard line, 11:49 left in this second quarter of play. Stay tuned for the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here on The Breeze, 94.5. We're scoreless, Southern Valley and Blue Hill. Poe, the quarterback, takes this shotgun snap, going to hand it off to the running back across the 35-yard line, cuts across the field, loses some ground, goes across the 40 to the 45, down at midfield. It's dragged out of bounds. Nice first down carry by Keith and Drury, picking up first down and much more.
Well, Drury did a nice job. Got hit right at the line of scrimmage, bounced back, cut across the lane, and had a wide-open field here for about a 15-yard gain and a first down. Now that they've got the wind, this Bobcat offense is moving.
And you wouldn't think the wind is much, but sometimes it's more in your head.
Yeah,
when you have the wind, you're more confident, and your running plays seem to work better. First down here for the Bobcats. First down and 10. Poe's going to keep this one. Gets across the 50-yard line again, gains 2 yards on the play. Quarterback keeper there.
Yeah, nice job there by the linebacker coming up. You know, the other thing that that pass completion does is it backs those linebackers off a little bit. They were really pressing the line of scrimmage. They hit that one pass play. The linebackers have got to back up a little bit. The corners have to back up. And now you've got a chance to block 4-on-4 up front.
Southern Valley running that 4-2 defense. They got the two linebackers and four defensive backs trying to match Blue Hill's speed. Poe, flush to the right side. He is out of the shotgun. Goes across, throws it to a man over at the 40-yard line. I can't see. You're out of bounds. I believe it was incomplete.
Yeah, I got a great pass rush. I brought a delayed blitz up the middle by number 3, Jeremiah Perkins, a lot quarterback on quarterback there. Poe rolled out and looked like he was going to get tackled, threw it away, and I think both defender and receiver were out of bounds over there.
Poe was dangerously close from my angle to crossing the original line of scrimmage, which would have been an illegal downfield pass. Luckily for him, he avoids that. Third down and 7 now from the Blue Hill 47. The Bobcats with the ball. Shotgun formation. Rublet split out to the left side here. See if they're going to try and give it to him. No, they're going to hand it off up the middle. He's got the first down and gets into the secondary. Picks up the first down around the 35-yard line.
About a Kruger that time on the carry. About 14 yards on that carry, ran that zone read. He made a nice cut right at the line of scrimmage, again cutting back against that flow of the defense, making the linebackers miss, and now we're across midfield.
Nice balance. Kruger and Drury both have about equal carries so far, don't they?
Yes, they do. They're really keeping the defense honest for those two backs.
First down and 10 from the 35-yard line of Southern Valley for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Going to hand this one off. Nice run there by Drury. Drury runs into his own guy. gets across the 25-yard line, probably down to the 23-yard line. Could have had some more. Ran into his own downfield blocker there.
Yeah, you talk about running downhill. He came through that line. Yeah. He was moving, and I think he wanted to cut, but he couldn't get his momentum slowed down enough, and he did run right into the back of the defender, but picked up a first down, and they're moving down the field right now at a pretty good clip.
8-play drive so far, taking around 2 minutes so far with the win, a mixture of passing and running, mostly running here for the Poe-led Bobcats. He'll take this snap out of the shotgun and hand this off to Kruger. Kruger on the right side tries to cut it up the middle, falls forward, gets another 2 yards after that. Nice solid gain of around 7.
Yeah, 7-8 yards on that carry. Again, that zone read. I'm telling you, that one pass play really backed those linebackers off, allowed that zone read play to open up, and they're taking advantage of it, moving this ball down the field.
Trying to respect the skills of Rubelid. You don't want to, so you back him up a little bit, and that opens up that running game underneath. 9:40 now here in the second quarter, 2nd down and 5 for the Bobcats. Shotgun snap taken by Poe. He's going to hand this one off now up the middle and gets hit hard there by Perkins. Southern Valley linebacker came up into his gap and met the running back Drury, and I don't believe he gained any on the play there.
No, I don't think so. He came up and just met him right at the line of scrimmage. Poe and that big old defensive lineman there driving him back and brings up a 3rd and about 4. Yeah, 3rd and 4 here.
3rd and 4 from the 16-yard line. Blue Hill with the ball with the wind. Got everything rolling here on their 3rd drive of the game. Under 9 minutes to go here in the opening half. Poe got splits to the left side and right side now. 2 running backs beside him, Drury and Kruger. He's going to keep this one, however. Go right up the middle. Dive for the first down. He's going to be close, depending on the spot.
Yeah, just ran that quarterback lead. That time of green, Southern Valley coming to the linebacker. Looks like they're moving the chains. So Poe picks up the first down, and we're moving.
1st down and 10. It'll be spotted around the 13-yard line, so they'll be able to get another first down if need be. Already the 12th play of this drive, 8 minutes, 30 seconds ago. We're still scoreless. Blue Hill knocking on the door, though, in this one. Poe splits to the left side, slot man on his right side. That's Rubelid, and he's going to hand this one off to Kruger. Kruger dances, dives, going to be close to the first down, probably gets about 7 or 8 on the play. Made something out of nothing there, I kind of feel, diving for the extra yardage.
Well, he made a nice cut there at the line of scrimmage, made that linebacker miss. He's a nice looking back. That is a tough combination between Kruger and Drury. Both backs run hard. Both of them make good cuts right in the hole, and that makes that zone read very effective.
Perhaps a blessing in disguise when Drury went down week 1, got Kruger some nice carries and able to get that 1-2 combo, like you had said. 2nd down and 3 from the 5-yard line. Just under 7 minutes, 44 seconds left in this one. Quarterback keeper Poe is going to lunge for the end zone, and he's in. Touchdown, Blue Hill. Nice 5-yard quarterback keeper there by Jason Poe. Makes it 6-0 Bobcats.
Yeah, that was a nice balanced drive down the field between Poe, Drury, and Kruger. Everybody getting some carries. Completed the one pass to Rublid. That is Bobcat offense at its best right there.
13-play drive. It took over 3.5 minutes. And it's 6-0 Bobcats. Looking like they're going to go for 2 here. And they lined up for the long field, but they're going to line up for the short extra point here. Poe will take this one. He's got the swinging gate set up, it looks like. Going to throw that one in the middle for the seam route. Penalty flag on the play. Point after touchdown was good. It was complete, but
I don't know if that's a legal formation.
They had about 3 or 4 guys on that far right side on the line of scrimmage.
Well,
we'll have to wait for the official call here. I kind of agree with you.
I don't think that's an eligible receiver they threw the ball to, but
I believe that's the call.
Yeah.
Illegal participation.
Right, they have 4 linemen on the left, 4 on the right, and then they had the three men set up in the middle. One of those has got to be can't be an eligible receiver.
And he's covered.
Right, he's covered by the outside man. So I think that's an illegal formation and a 5-yard penalty.
It's going to back him up. The point after touchdown will now be from the 8-yard line.
Very creative. Yes. Illegal formation, but unfortunately.
In illegal formation.
In illegal formation.
Blue Hill will take the snap. Going to throw it to Rublet on the crossing route, and he's got it easily. Touchdown, or not touchdown. Point after touchdown is good. Two-point conversion for the Bobcats makes this one 8-0 with 7:36 left to go in the C2-8 district matchup. 8-0 Bobcats. We're listening to The Breeze 94.5.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze 94.5.
Breeze 94.5. We got a strong breeze here in Blue Hill and much of Nebraska. Some thunderstorms may be rolling through the area closer to second half. So we'll have to watch to see if we get a delay in this game. Blue Hill's going to kick this baby off into the end, high end over end kick. Not near for a touchback, though. So it's going to be returned here by Quinn. The Southern Valley defensive lineman gets a huge block there. Gets across the 25-yard line. Nice block there.
Nice block there. They got the wall set up, and the defender was, of course, pursuing the ball, and the Eagle offensive player just waited for him and hit him right square in the chest. Nice, clean block.
Yes.
But he depleted him, that's for sure.
Well, they had caught it on that far sideline, came all the way across to the near sideline, had that wall set up where you got a beautiful block there by Quinn. Only gained about, I think, 4 or 5, but he ran a lot.
Well, it's good field position again to start here for Southern Valley, starting here at about the 27-yard line. So compared to where Blue Hill started when they received that kickoff.
First down, 27-yard line, Kopp in motion, right to left, fake it to him, fumble on the play, and it is going to be recovered by the quarterback. No. Picked up by Blue Hill, and in for the in touchdown. James Folder picks that one up and scores the touchdown.
Well, and that's the problem you have when you go from that shotgun formation. The ball came out low and to his left, scooted right by him. He went back, and it looked like instead of diving on it, he almost sat down and maybe kicked the ball out in front of him. Folder did a nice job of hurrying to the ball and taking it into the end zone. So two quick scores here. Changes the complexity of this game dramatically.
Looked like he was going to fall on that, and like you said, almost sat right on his butt, wasn't able to pick it up, and Folder picks it up and goes 25 yards and scores the touchdown, two-point conversion now for Blue Hill. Going to be a pass intended for Rubel. It's going to be knocked down at the line of scrimmage by the big defensive lineman there for Southern Valley. I believe that was Kramer, making it 14-0, preventing a 16-0 score. So Blue Hill scores it, and then two plays later they force a turnover and make it 14-0 with 7:17 to go here on the Breeze 94.5. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Pledgewood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Blue Hill kicks this one off to the 15-yard line, brought back across the 25-yard line is Southern Valley. Near the 30-yard line, going to be about the 28-yard line. Not nearly the kick that we saw from Southern Valley with that win. These two have been returnable for Southern Valley.
Yeah, Southern Valley's got a pretty good kicker. We saw him line up, and actually we're going to attempt a 60-yard field goal. So they got a lot more confidence in their kicking game than Blue Hill does. But we'll see how Southern Valley responds after giving up that quick touchdown on the turnover. See if they can take a drive and flip this field against the wind.
Southern Valley hasn't done much with the ball. Five plays and out again, and then they had that fumble last possession. Going to be a handoff now to Brooks. Brooks finally gets his first carry of the game, number 34 into the game, and didn't get much.
Didn't get much at all. Yeah, the that big defensive line of the Bobcats was there to meet him as he approached the line of scrimmage, and I think they dropped him for at least, well, they're marking back about a four, well, about a two-yard loss there. I was fixing to say, I didn't think it was that big of a loss.
Shane Gang guy was hanging back around the 25-yard line. It was actually only about a loss of one. So second down and 11 now.
He's confusing me.
Yeah, me too. Second down and 11, 27-yard line, 6 minutes, 33 seconds to go. Cop in motion right to left in that jet sweep. Going to be a quarterback keeper here. Perkins will run this one. Get a yard, if that.
Yeah, they're not moving the sticks there at all. I think he maybe just got back to the line of scrimmage. So two plays, one for no gain and one for a loss. So you're going to take a timeout and regroup over there.
Southern Valley wants to talk about it. They're going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them here on the Breeze 94.5. Blue Hill leads 14-0.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, third down and 11 for Southern Valley.
Just a couple of rain delays there over in Holdridge, and also Kearney Catholic and Central City are both in a rain delay, so we may have bad weather coming our way.
And he is sacked. Perkins, the quarterback for Southern Valley, had a couple men down the right sideline, took too long to get it to him, and he is sacked by the Blue Hill Bobcat defensive line. Going to bring up fourth down and a country mile here.
Yeah, and that was an awkward way he fell. A defender fell back over, I think, his own man and had his leg in an awkward position. Glad to see him get up from that. Good pressure there by the Bobcats. And, yeah, fourth and long, punting into this wind. Again, could give Blue Hill short field. They're not even putting anybody back on this play.
Fourth down, 16, 5 minutes, 30 seconds to go. A nice punt here. Gets across midfield. Going to take a nice roll back, though, for Blue Hill. Going to be spotted about the 49-yard line. So three and out for Southern Valley, and Blue Hill looks to go up three scores on this next drive.
Well, the momentum has swung very heavily in the favor of the Bobcats here. First quarter was pretty well even. That one pass play just changed the complexity. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, in the wind, changed the complexity of this game. And now, again, starting at just the other side of midfield, basically a short field for them, with about 5 minutes to go here before halftime.
We do have some rain delays. We've got some word from back in the studio that rain is coming our way, but we don't believe we'll have any thunderstorms, so stay tuned here on the Breeze 94.5 for all your severe weather updates. Blue Hill with the football now, going right to left on your radio dial. Poe's going to have a quarterback keeper, and he's going to get nowhere. Get hit hard by Perkins at the original line of scrimmage. Perkins, the quarterback for the offense, having a better defensive game right now. He's made quite a few stops.
He has. He's made quite a few stops, and that's just a well, just back to the line of scrimmage, so no gain on that play. You're talking about rain delays. I was going to say the Kearney Catholic Central City game is into rain delay, as well as the Holdridge game. They're estimated to start back up at 8 o'clock.
First down and 10. We got a timeout on the field. I'm not sure why. Blue Hill takes it. I was worried we had maybe an update. Let's keep it here. We got
well, we got a lightning delay in the Ravenna-Centura game, it looks like. So, got some weather coming away. Blue Hill in, I'm sorry, Centura leads that game, or is tied 6-6 there in the second quarter. And looking here, Kearney Catholic and no score there with the Central City. Adams Central up 14-0 on Gibbon. Columbus Lakeview up 7-0 on David City. And Grand Island and Kearney game looks like in the second quarter is still a 0-0 game. Any other scores there? Beatrice up on Hastings 28-0. Beatrice ranked number 7 in the state. And that's really the ones of merit that might be around here. As I said, the York and Holdridge game is in a rain delay.
All right, we deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any beauty rest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic in Hastings and at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Blue Hill took the time out there to talk it over. Second down and 49. We'll see what they talked about for the play call here. Poe, the quarterback, takes this shotgun snap, fakes it, pump fakes it right, and then he's going to throw it to him. That's Rubula down the sideline and just overthrown there. Had his man beat down the sideline, just threw it up into the wind, and the wind took it just a smidge too far out of bounds.
Well, more than a smidge there. That ball carried in that wind. You're right. You got it up in the wind, and it just took it well outside of the range of field. So pretty good coverage, though.
Wind has been constant in this game. It hasn't gotten worse, but it hasn't gotten better either. 4:50 to go here in the opening half. The Allen Superstore halftime show coming up in 4 minutes 50 seconds. Check out this week's special in your local paper and online at allensuperstore.com. Third down and 10 from about midfield for Blue Hill. Trips to the left side now for Poe. Poe's going to pass this one and go right with it and overshot his intended receiver. That was a bullet.
Yeah, a bullet in the wind, but good coverage there by the Southern Valley defender. He was right with the defender over there. Didn't have the Blue Hill had the height advantage, but the coverage was there. Forced Poe to throw it high, and they're going to punt, give the ball back. So good defensive response by Southern Valley. Here they're going to need to take the ball and do something with it here before halftime, though, with a 3-and-out in their last series.
Not much going in the first period. Southern Valley holds them right there, prevents them from going up 3 scores, trying to get that momentum back, or if anything, stop the leaking with 4 minutes, 45 seconds left in this one. Blue Hill back to punt. It's a end-over-end punt, not that high, going to be not fielded, over his head, and that's going to be close to the end zone. And I believe
it's
going to
be
down
short.
At
the one. Wow, what a bad choice. He really thought it was going to roll into the end zone the way the wind was going. It took a sidewards bounce, kind of, and it's going to be right down. I mean, they are probably about the 1.5, maybe 2-yard line down there, giving themselves a long field. They went after that punt. They tried to block it and should have been caught. It looks like it's about the 2-yard line where the stakes are marked at.
Sent 10 men after the ball, came not that close to it. And so the one defender back sitting on his 10-yard line, you're taught if it's at the 10, let it go. Well, that one hit about the 12 and went over his head, so he decided to let that one go, and it was down at the 1-yard line. So first down and 10 from the 1, 14-0. Blue Hill on top of this one. Southern Valley with the ball, trips to the right side. Going to be a handoff up the middle, trying to get outside the shadow of their own end zone. Bulldozes for about 6 or 7 on the first down carry. Nice well, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that was Brooks' only second carry, but that time he ran that one with authority, kind of like we expected. He's a big guy at 200 pounds and 6'1", and we haven't seen much out of him, but that was a great run to get him off the goal line there. Brings up a second and only about 2.
We've seen a lot of Christian Lewis running the ball as well. for Southern Valley. Perkins with his second carry, or Brooks, excuse me. Perkins will take this snap and trips to the right side. Hands this one off up the left side. Gains probably two more.
It'll be close. They're going to say a first down. So Brooks gets two carries, picks up a first down, and I don't know if there was some injury something or coach was just trying to be creative, but he's their leading gainer, and we expected him to carry the ball a lot, and it looks like they're going to him here late here in the second quarter.
First down, 10, 11-yard line of Southern Valley, 3 minutes, 50 seconds left in this one. Perkins breaks a tackle and breaks the second man, spins it, goes down the sideline at the 30 to the 40, 50, 45, 40, and finally taken down around the 41-yard line. Broke a few tackles and broke it deep.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to be tackled in the background. Actually got spun around by the defender. I think that caused everybody to pause for just a second. He got outside, and he took that, what was that, 40?
50 yards.
52 yards 52 down the sideline. That is a big run and a huge play here right before halftime to give them an opportunity to maybe close this gap.
I was just going to pose the question to you with 3 minutes, 41 seconds, and they had to go 90 yards. Were they going to be able to get it in time? Big play makes the question mute, and now it's first down and 10 from the 35-yard line. We'll see how they do here after the big play. Going to be a handoff up the middle. Gains probably 5 or 6 again.
Again, here goes that big old fullback there. Again, they've gone back to their bread and butter, and it's paying dividends now for them to pick up about 5 yards on that first gain, on that first down carry.
Blue Hill and Southern Valley traded a couple of 3-and-outs early in the game. Blue Hill got on the board early in the second quarter, then caused a turnover. Southern Valley trying to get back on the board and seize the momentum back. Perkins going to keep this one. Missed his handoff, it looked like. Going to gain nothing on the play. Going to be of a crucial third down here.
I think you're right. It looked like Lewis had a lane to run in, and maybe either Perkins missed the handoff or made his decision that he was going to keep it before the reading the defense. And no gain brings up a third and five.
Right, third and four, you would think fourth down territory going into the win like this. Two minutes, 30 seconds left to go. Blue Hill on top, 14-0. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5. Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jeff Babel alongside Tim Bob Kitzmiller.
Oh, they've got him. Oh.
Got a man open on the left side, and that's going to be a 10-5 touchdown. Southern Valley maybe expecting run there. They go with the pass on the left side. Touchdown, Southern Valley Eagles.
Yeah, nice. They went with that zone read play. They faked it into the line of scrimmage. The linebackers bit up, and the receiver is wide open behind the defender. Just threw it up and let him go get it. Boy, great catch, and sorry to step on your touchdown call. It was one of those ones you saw it. It was like he broke wide open.
Trying to set the formation, and they didn't wait for me. They went up the sideline. Perkins with a nice 21-yard touchdown pass. Did you catch who caught that?
I think it was number 21. They're running the option here.
Going for two here, and a lot of confusion out there. And the option is good. They're going to walk into the end zone. 14-8, Southern Valley counters with a punch of their own, makes it 14-8 with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left in this opening
98-yard drive. What a response by Southern Valley, coming off their own goal line after the mistake of the punt, taking it the length of the field, of course aided by the long 50-yard run there by Poe. But wow, these offense suddenly woke up.
Make sure you stay tuned for our Allen Superstore halftime show, brought to you by your locally owned Allen Superstore of Hastings. Check out this week's special in your local paper or online at allensuperstore.com. Allen's, do you get more? Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Just real quick, want to say thank you to the fine sponsors, Glenwood Telephone, Ron's Pharmacy, and New Beginnings Preschool, for allowing me and Tim Bob to bring you the action here on a windy but cool September, late September night in
Nebraska. Going to say, Adams Central up 14-0 on Gibbon. Let's see here again. Now St. Paul and GICC is in a rain delay. And Kearney Catholic still in Central City still in a rain delay. Lightning delay at Centura and Ravenna. And so hopefully we don't get into that weather and we can finish this fine game.
What a fine game it has been indeed. 14-8. We'd like to welcome the listeners on KKPR 98.9. We have that slight weather delay. in that Sincero Ravenna game. Welcome to you guys. 14-8, your score here. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go. A low kick, design kick, trying to keep it out of the wind for Southern Valley. Going to be returned by the upman to the 40-yard line is Blue Hill. Blue Hill's going to have 2 minutes, 10 seconds left now to go to try and get another score in before the half.
And last time, Southern Valley was all ready for this Blue Hill offense after giving up the touchdown and then the turnover. Now they played well. They responded with a 98-yard touchdown drive that gets them back in the ballgame. We see how they do here. But, again, the wind is in Blue Hill's favor as they start this drive.
Something you might want to watch for. Rubelit here on the left side. Get a fade route down the middle. Try to get a bunch of the yards right here on this first down. Shotgun snap for Poe. Poe's going to fake the handoff. No, he's going to give it to his running back now across the 45-yard line and get held up there by the Southern Valley defensive line. Gain of, let's call it three on the play.
That time is Kruger running the play. They've been switching off between Kruger and Drury, hitting with a 1-2 punch. That time only a short gain. And Southern Valley's, they're pumped up. They're ready to play. They're feeling like they're in this ball game now.
Southern Valley 1-2 on the year. Want to prevent falling down to 1-3 on the year. It's going to be a big crucial matchup here in the C28 district. Blue Hill with the ball. Twins left, slot man to the right. They're going to hand this one off up the middle. It looks like Drury breaks a tackle across midfield, across the 45-yard line, lunges down near the 42-yard line into Southern Valley territory. First down and much more for the Bobcats.
Yeah, nice job by Drury. He's had a great success running that zone read to the left side over here. That's about the fourth run there. He's had one of 15, one of 12, and then that's about a 14-yard gain and another first down.
A minute 20 to go in this one. Blue Hill with a couple of timeouts left. We'll see when they start using them. First down and 10. Poe will take this, hand it off to Kruger now. Kruger up the middle, gets probably four or five. He's going to keep the clock running, and there's a timeout. Timeout Scott Porter and the Blue Hill Bobcats, 1:10 to go. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5 and Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. We'll be back in 1 minute.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Husker Power Products, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation from Husker Power Products in Hastings. Second down and 6 from the Blue Hill 37-yard line. Poe will take the snap. Blitz by the Southern Valley. Picked up by the... And that is going to be... Looked like intercepted. Then it was going to be complete. The back judge calls
incomplete.
It complete. Then the side judge says it's incomplete.
And you're right, that ball was thrown up. You had just said in the break that they were going to throw the ball to Rublev down the sideline, and he threw it up there. Two defenders there, and one went up and got it. Thought it was an interception, went right through his hands, yeah. And almost dropped into Rublev's hand. That would have been a big play. That would have been inside the 10-yard line. As it is, it's an incomplete pass and brings up a third and 10.
Lofted that one up almost like a punt, and two defenders there for Southern Valley, only one man for Blue Hill, incomplete pass. It's third down and 6 from the 37-yard line. Poe will take this one, hand it off to Kruger. Kruger up the right side. He's going to have the first down and almost breaks it for the end zone. Gets tackled at around the 24-yard line. Going to move the chains with one under a minute now to go. 57 seconds left. Going to stop the clock to move the chains, and then they'll be ready to go.
Boy, and you're right. Kruger and Drew have just about split the carries, and both of them have had good success. Runs of 14, 16, 15, 12. They've just been gashing them here in the second quarter.
All right, under 50 seconds left in this one, 14-8. Blue Hill across on the left side, cuts it across the middle, has a hole there inside the 10-yard line, keeps dragging defenders with him down near the 6-yard line. Drury on the carry. That's a huge gain. And I believe a hold on Blue Hill is going to bring this one back.
That's going to be a huge play. Huge call.
Had it inside the 5. Now it's going to be back well beyond the 30-yard line. This would be near the 40-yard line if I have my calculations correct. The official call was I didn't even see the play.
I didn't either, but they're calling it well back here. It's going to be second down. It'll still be first down. See, they're going to start. Well, behind the line of scrimmage is where he's starting from. So it's a spot foul, of course. And
10-yard penalty, so it'll be at least first down and at least 20. Scoreboard reads 20 right now, but I think, like you said, it might be closer to 23.
More like 23 yards. So that's only the third penalty. We've only had 5 penalties on the night, so but that's a huge one. Because instead of having first and goal, now you're backed up here with only 37 seconds to go before halftime.
Clock's running under 30 seconds now. One timeout left for the Bobcats. Poe's going to go to the right side, throw it up there. He's got a man, I believe that's Drury, some contact. And incomplete is the call. It looked like it would have been incomplete. The ref didn't give the indication right away. Another dangerous pass there from Poe.
Yeah, Poe just threw that one up, hoping the wind would carry defenders back there. But the defenders are in position, but they're just not bringing the ball down. That's two of them that should have been intercepted on this drive. And usually those will come back and bite you. When you miss those turnover opportunities, they usually tend to come back and result in good things for the offense.
Southern Valley running a 4-2 defense. Got an abundance of defensive back, almost 2 defensive backs for every receiver. And it come back to hurt Blue Hill there. They're going to take their final timeout of the half with 23.4 seconds left in this one. We're going to take it with them. We'll be back in 1 minute on The Breeze, 94.5.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here on The Breeze, 94.5, I'm Jeff Babel alongside Tim Bob Kitzmiller with a Furniture Rick score update.
Well, Beatrice up on Hastings, 42-0, and Grand Island up on Kearney, 9-0 in the second quarter.
23 seconds left in this first half. Second down and 23 all the way at the 37-yard line for Blue Hill. Blue Hill's going to be sacked. Sacked at the 45-yard line. Clock's going to be running. They use their final timeout, 14 seconds left. They're going to try and get back and spike this ball, perhaps get one more Hail Mary in before the half. Under 10 seconds left now, 8 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, and they finally do get the ball spiked at 3.4. It'll bring up fourth down and quite some from the 50-yard line. The huge penalty, they were going to be inside the 5, Tim Bob. The penalty drops them back. The sack's going to make it 50-yard line. Huge momentum, six point swing
there. I was going to say great blitz there by Lane Baker.
Oh yeah,
and Jeremiah Perkins getting through there and sacking Poe, and again taking him out of any kind of an opportunity. Again, I realize there's 3 seconds to throw a Hail Mary down the sideline, but they got a timeout on the other side.
Yeah, timeout on the field. We're going to keep it here, though. We want to thank our fine sponsors, Glenwood Telephone, Ron's Pharmacy, and the New Beginnings Preschool for bringing us to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth powered by natural gas and diesel irrigations from Husker Power Products in Hastings. We've got a heck of a game here, 14-8. You got some stats here.
Well,
for
I was just going to say Poe started out well. Didn't throw the ball the whole first quarter. Second quarter, went 2 of 3, picked up the first down, got some momentum. He's missed his last 4 attempts, and 2 of them should have been intercepted. Mm-hmm. So I put a lot of stake in Hail Mary down here, but once you got Rubley out there, yeah, his athletic ability, you got a chance. So coach is up here coaching him up.
2 ways you can attack this, I think. You can either just loft it up, let the wind take it, and almost have a send all your guys down there, catch it as a punt in the end zone, or do you run about half of it, try to get it into Rubel's hands, and let him try and make a play and get in the end zone?
I think you've got to throw for the end zone here. Anything short of that is a victory for the Eagles. So I think you've got to go out here and throw it to Rubel's one-on-one, which is what they've got out here on the left side.
Trip to the right side. Rublet's spot to the left side. The max prevent defense here for Southern Valley. A blitz coming, though, and that's Perkins. And Perkins is going to get to him and sack him way back at the 42-yard line. No Hail Mary coming for the Bobcats. Perkins, with his 4th or 5th time we've called his name defensively, making a huge play, preventing Blue Hill from getting any sort of Hail Mary prayer up in the air. And that'll be the halftime score, 14-8. Blue Hill on top of Southern Valley. Southern Valley seems to have stolen the momentum, though. 14-8, you're listening to The Breeze, 94.5. Classic Hits, 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. 14-8, C28 district matchups. We're going to review how they got there and crunch some numbers and give you the stats next on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here on The Breeze, 94.5. Jeff Babel, Tim Bob Kitzmiller here on the Allen's a Superstore Halftime Show, where you get more for your dollar when you shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore. Shop Allen Sporting Goods in the lower level this hunting season for hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will be any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore? The You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. 14-8, Blue Hill on top in this one. Let's find out how we got there. The wind sort of played a factor. The opening kickoff, Southern Valley boots into the end zone. Blue Hill picks up 1 first down on the play, eventually goes 5 plays and out, punts the ball away. Not much going. Southern Valley responds with a 3-and-out of their own. Still going into the wind was Blue Hill. Next series punts the ball away, and then Southern Valley got a decent drive going and ended up have an opponent. They got it into Blue Hill territory. So the first quarter of play, we were scoreless, 0-0. In the second quarter, things started to open up. Blue Hill started the ball, drove it 13 plays, and took over 3.5 minutes to score. And they scored on the 5-yard touchdown run. The quarterback keeper from Jason Poe made it 8-0. The point after touchdown was good on a crossing route to Rubelit. On the ensuing possession, the first play for Southern Valley, the snap was low and booted around there by the quarterback Perkins, and he falls on it, and then he didn't fall on it. He fell down, didn't quite pick it up. James Fuller for the Blue Hill Bobcats picks it up, goes 27 yards on the fumble recovery, 14-0, just like that, 2 plays in 20 seconds for the Bobcats. Then Southern Valley going into the wind goes 3-and-out, Blue Hill as well on their next series. Southern Valley then goes 99 yards, a 2-minute drive sparked by the 52-yard run. And Perkins then goes 29 yards through the air and scores that one. Made it 14-8, a nice six play again. Two-minute drive, 99 yards, 14-8, right before half. Had it all the way down to the five-yard line. Then a holding penalty dropped him back, and a couple sacks later, turnover on downs, and the half ran out on him. And so that's how the drives have looked. 14-8 so far is the score. We're going to take a break here on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show and crunch up the numbers and present them to you next on The Breeze 94.5.
Where do you get more Superstore? Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show, get more for your dollar at your locally owned Allen's Superstore, owned and operated locally. Here in Hastings, Allen's provides everything you need in one store, including groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, the photo shop, the toy department, and the wine cellar. They beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands, that's right, thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen's Superstore in Hastings? The You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Yeah, it looks like Blue Hill offensively was on the ground. Drury and Kruger. Splitting the carries. Drury with 11 carries, Kruger with 8, Poe with 10. So pretty balanced attack from those three backs. 54 yards rushing for Drury, only 13 for Pope. He had the sacks on the last two consecutive plays, which pushed his rushing totals down. And of course, Kruger 63 yards, 130 yards on the ground, only two of seven passing for 16 yards. That first pass was really to Rublid, and that really opened up and got their drive going there, their first scoring drive. Three penalties, none bigger than the 10-12-yard penalty that came right before half.
Yes.
That brought back about a 30-yard run, would have gave them first and goal inside the six. But, of course, they come back, have the penalty, and then the back-to-back sack. So a total of 146 yards of offense for Blue Hill in the first half. For Southern Valley, Brooks only four carries, which is surprising, for 16 yards. Perkins had six for 35. I realize he had a 52-yard run in there, but he had been going the wrong direction prior to that long run by him. Lewis with 18 yards, 74 yards rushing total for the team. Two of three passing for 26 yards, 21 of those coming on the touchdown pass there late in half. So only 100 yards of total offense. Only one penalty on the night, but the fumble that led to the score is the difference in the ball game right now. So a win not playing as big a factor as we thought because, again, we saw Southern Valley score into the win, and we'll see. They took the momentum here into halftime.
All right, let's look. I want to give the proper due. Samuelson for Southern Valley with the nice catch. Jaden Samuelson, the 5'6", 110-pound freshman. The little guy gets in the end zone on that touchdown pass from Perkins. And Fuller, again, with the fumble recovery, made it 14-0. And Poe opened the scoring up back in the day. So I'm going to put my meteorology hat on Trying to take a look at the weather radar here. So far in Blue Hill, I think we're going to avoid all the severe stuff. We might get some rain probably closer to third, fourth quarter, late third, early fourth. Right now we're in a weather delay over on Classic Hits 98.9. Thanks for everyone joining us there. Looks like the storm is going to be continuing to move north. So right now an estimated return time in that ball game is 9 o'clock is what I'm hearing from the studio. So you'll be with us until then. And why not? Because we got a heck of a ball game right now. It's 14-8. Blue Hill on top of Southern Valley in this one. We're going to take a break, come back here on the Breeze 94.5, Classic Hits 98.9, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And we're going to bring you a Furniture Direct score update next on the Breeze 94.5.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our name's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around.
The Breeze 94.5.
14-8 Blue Hill on top of Southern Valley in the C28 district matchup. Blue Hill coming in on the year 2-1. Southern Valley 1-2. So far, Blue Hill on the lead in the scoreboard, but Southern Valley, by all means, has the momentum going into the second half. They'll have the ball to start the second half as well. So 14-8 here on the Breeze 94.5, Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for a Furniture Direct score update brought to you by Furniture Direct, where we deliver the score just like they deliver to your door. Furniture Direct gets free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beauty Rest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic and Hastings and at FurnitureDirectHastings.net.
Hold on, I'm having trouble with my scores here.
A reminder here that coming up after, we're going to give you some partial scores now and after the game. Make sure you stay tuned over on 1230 AM KHAS Classic Hits 98.9 for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show, powered by Platte River Preps, hosted by my buddy Merritt Lawson and Tyson Hebronic, coming up after the game here.
All right, Grand Island leads Kearney 12-0 in the second quarter. Beatrice up 42-0 over Hastings at this point. Let's see here. Adams Central, of course, 14-0 over Gibbon at halftime. Let's see. St. Paul and Grand Island Central Catholic in a rain delay. Centura and Ravenna with lightning delay, and Centura was leading that 6-0. Hastings St. Cecilia winning 69-0 over Superior at halftime. Let me see here, flip down here a little further. Palmer leads Twin Loop 12-9. Extra Milligan up 54-6 over Johnson Brock. And I should know the names of these schools a little better. That's the ones I see that jump out at me. Glad to have you with us. We've got a heck of a ball game here as Southern Valley begins to come back onto the field.
We're still about 3 minutes away from the second half kickoff. We're going to try and get this baby in. The rain will probably start to fall, but what I like to say is that's football weather. As long as the severe stuff stays away, we'll be here for the second half on the Breeze 94.5. 14-8 is your score. We're going to have the second half next on the Breeze 94.5.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
The Breeze, 94.5.
How are we doing there, Caleb? Back here on The Breeze, 94.5, we're almost ready for the second half kickoff. They're going to put three more minutes onto the clock, so we'll be able to talk a little X's and O's here. Southern Valley will receive the second half kick. They deferred for the second half. Blue Hill, you doing all right there, partner?
Yeah, I may have to do the Heimlich on me there. I got something caught there. Excuse me.
Southern Valley will get the ball to start the second half. And I believe Blue Hill will then choose to have the wind in their face so that they could have this wind in the fourth quarter, which we saw kind of. I thought Blue Hill, when they had the wind, were more confident. Southern Valley, despite not having the wind, drove 99 yards and made a nice drive there.
You're right, and the wind has played a factor, especially in the kicking game. We'll see if Southern Valley, when they had the wind the first half, they didn't really throw the ball or take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. So, and again, we're surprised that we didn't see their big running back carried the ball much. He didn't have a carry until late in the second quarter. I don't know what the thought was behind that, but I think they got to get him untracked and they got to be able to spread the ball around a little bit. They've got some talented receivers, some speed on the outside, and see if they can take this drive and take it down the field. Of course, for Blue Hill, they've got to continue to play the defense. They've been playing great all night. Gave up the one long run that resulted in a touchdown. And again, sure tackling always comes down to it in any game. So,
yeah, we had seen Brooks, the senior fullback, described as a sledgehammer by his coach in the pregame. You know, all district quarterback Jeremiah Perkins has been doing well. He was an all district honorable mention last year. Passed for 790 yards and six touchdowns, 258 on the ground, and five scores as well. Not much in the air today because of the wind.
Well, and you know, we talked about in the pregame. Coach talked about. Brooks being such a impact player on defense,
yes.
Hope's been the one that's been making the plays. We've seen him make several tackles, sack on the last two plays, and so he stepped up and had a heck of a game tonight.
Defensively, Brooks and Perkins seem to have been leading the way for Southern Valley. Defensively, I would say for Blue Hill, Lovejoy, Rose, Foulman, and Poe, like you had said, doing most of the damage defensively for the Bobcats. We are just about ready for the second half kickoff. The teams are lining up. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5, Classic Hits, 98.9, and on World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, I was going to say the kicking game much more effective for Southern Valley. This kickoff into the wind should result in a short field and a great opportunity for Southern Valley to start this second half.
Sticking my hand out the window here, it seems like the wind has maybe picked up about 5 miles an hour more. Typically, you would see as the night wears on, the breeze would start to die down a little bit. So we'll see. Once this storm front moves through, I think the calm winds might play a factor here late in the fourth quarter. So the ball is teed up for Blue Hill. Blue Hill's going to run at this kickoff. They like to do that to seat the return game. Return game for Quinn is the deep man for the Eagles. This ball is a low kick. It's going to be fielded by Quinn at the 15-yard line, across the 20 to the 25, down the right sideline to the 30 and 35-yard line, knocked out of bounds around the 36-yard line. Nice solid return of 20. Looks like we got a Blue Hill defender down on the far sideline with an injury.
Boy, I tell you, this Southern Valley team has done a nice job with the returns, setting up that wall. I mean, it's been textbook, setting up that wall along that sideline and getting some big hits on the coverage team for Blue Hill, and I think that may be what this is about. I don't think it was a malicious or illegal block, but just a good solid wall set up there, and the defender run into it, and he's holding his side. I hope it's nothing serious, and we got a delay here to start the second half.
Yep, Coach Scott Porter going to go to that far sideline and check on his fallen defender. I didn't get a number, and he's laying over there. I can't pick it up. So 14-8 is our score. 11:53 left in the third quarter. We're just underway here on the Breeze 94.5. Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. While they tend to the down man, we're going to take a break and step aside and be back here on the Breeze 94.5.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Down, Carey fakes the handoff to Kopp, and it's going to be Lewis up the middle, and Lewis barrels into a fender, falls forward, picks up the first down, and much more, gain of about 14 on the play.
Boy, nice run there, got a nice gap in there, made a nice cut right at the linebackers. It looked like he was going to break it. It was a touchdown saving tackle by the defensive back.
First down and 10 now at the 43-yard line. Man in motion, that's Kopp, left to right. And it's going to be a hand up again up the middle. I believe that's still Lewis across midfield. Going to be spotted right at the 50-yard line. It is Lewis. Lewis, a nice change of pace running back. You got Brooks, the fullback, the power back, and Lewis, the quick guy.
Yeah, and he's hitting those holes and cutting at the line of scrimmage. Again, found something over here on this left side, and he picks up about 7, maybe 8 yards on that first down carry.
A tale of two sidelines right now. The Southern Valley side amped up, Blue Hill sitting on their hands right now. First down and 10, going to be handoff to Lewis. Lewis loses his footing on this one. Still going to gain. Now, let's say he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Lost his footing there. Going to bring up third and short.
But had a hole to run through. He had a hole there and a gap. I think he just got a little excited and lost his footing. So, again, brings up third down. But they've got the wind with them. So, an opportunity to pick up a first down here close to midfield.
Third down, 3. Let's call it 4 now. Kopp in motion to the right side. Looked like I had a second back going as well. No penalty flag. I believe Lewis and Kopp were in motion there. No penalty flag, though. And Lewis gains a couple yards, but nowhere near the first down.
Yeah, it looked like they tried to get that jet sweep going, and he cut it up inside. Little indecisive. Fourth down, see whether they're going to go for it. Looks like they've got their offense still on the field. So they're going to try to pick up a first down here on a third and at least 4, wouldn't you say?
Third and 4, it looks like.
Now they're back to punt.
Back into punt formation with the wind. It's kind of smart to punt, play the field position battle here in the third quarter. It's going to be a fake punt, though, and Kopp's back there, and he fumbles the ball forward, And that's a huge fumble forward going to be recovered by Blue Hill. Cop, a punter, was third in all of C2 last year. A heck of an athlete. Fakes the punt, didn't get anywhere near. He fumbles it, and the ball goes 20 yards forward.
I think he kicked it.
He did, huh?
I think as he was going down, he kicked that ball, and so it's almost like a punt. Because it really wasn't a fumble, so right. to speak, because it would have been an incomplete pass if he tossed it forward. I think he tried to kick it. Again, great job by Blue Hill staying at home on the fake punt and not allowing that. But again, that heck of a gamble, and now you give the short field to the Bobcats.
Fake the punt and then punt it. So fake the fake punt and punt there by Blue Hill. All right, first down carry now for Drury. Drury gets hit hard, gains a yard on the play, if that, on the first down carry. That is actually Kruger on the carry.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that time we had Brooks come up from his linebacker spot and make a big hit because the offensive line had opened up the hole.
Oh, yeah.
He busted into his linebacker spot and dropped that for a short game where it looked like it could have gone.
Second down and 8 on the play, 37-yard line, 9 minutes, 10 seconds left here in the third quarter play on the Breeze, 94.5. Blue Hill on top, 14-8 over Southern Valley with the ball going left to right. Shotgun formation, going to hand it off here up the middle, and off tackle, going to gain about 2 or 3 more to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, you're looking at, you really nailed it earlier, that Southern Valley defense is excited. They are fired up. This team feels like they've got a chance here, and they're really swarming to the football right now.
Drury on the carry. Now a quick no-huddle look for Blue Hills. Twins to the right side. Rublitz split out to the left side. Poe, the quarterback, in the shotgun. It's going to be a handoff on to the right side off tackle, and he's going to lunge forward for 2 more yards. Going to be short, though, of the first down. So decision time, and looks like it's going to be a punt.
Well, you know, I don't know if I would punt it here. I mean, I realize you're punting into the wind. You're not going to gain a whole lot of field position the way your punting game's going. I would line up and go for it. Again, it's a third and about 4, maybe 3, but it looks like that's what they're going to do.
Their first punt in the wind went 15 yards. Their second punt had a decent roll and went about 25 yards. Here comes the punt. A little confusion there on the Southern Valley end-over-end kick. Going to be fielded there by Kopp, and Kopp gets hit hard right at the 25-yard line. No return on the gain. Huge play there by Poe for Blue Hill.
I think Southern Valley thought there was going to be a fake punt. They came up. They had Blue Hill had 3 defenders on that right side, and they looked like maybe they were playing for a fake punt. But a nice rugby-style punt looked like after that
right.
first punt where it went straight up in the air. They've learned their lesson, kicking that rugby-style punt, getting the roll out of it, and being able to get a decent flip of the field here for the Bobcats.
Southern Valley 7:48 left here in the third quarter with the wind right now, trying to get another score before they have to give it up. Kopp in motion, left and right on the jet sweep. Going to be a pass intended for Quinn, incomplete, skipped it out to him. It's going to bring up 2nd and 10 now.
I think they're marking that he caught it. I think they marked that he caught that ball there. Yeah, it was down low, and I think he got his hands underneath it. And that's about a 5-yard gain on a
no reaction there by the Blue Hill defense, probably because
right,
exactly. He was down already. It didn't matter, but you would at least see – you normally try to get 11 hats to the ball. You would see someone try to go make a touch him at least. So 2nd down now in 5. Kopp again in motion left to right. Fumble on the play. Perkins picks it up and is sacked.
Goodness.
Sacked on the play. That is – Fuller picked up that one fumble recovery. This time he wasn't able to pick it up, but he did get the sack on the play.
Wow, what a big play there. That's a loss of about, 8, 9 yards on the play, at least 8. Ball snapped low and to his left. Looked like he wasn't quite ready for it, and the Bobcats were right there on him as he went to pick up the ball. And that's a big play from a 2nd and 5 to a 3rd. At about 13.
3rd and 13, ball in the 22-yard line, 14-6 right now, Blue Hill with the lead. Going to be a handoff now up the middle. It looks like Lewis with the carry. Going to gain a good chunk, but still not going to get enough to get the first down. So it'll be 4th down here for the Eagles.
Yeah, again, they're running Lewis. He's carried the ball. With the exception of that pass, he's carried every play of this second half for Southern Valley, and he's had some success, but that time only about a 6 yard gain. Well, about a 7 yard gain. Going to bring up fourth and long.
Fourth down and six to go. Ball on the 28-yard line. Southern Valley Cops going to punt this one in. What a beautiful punt that is. It's going to go over the head of the Blue Hill defender. Going to go down. It looks like at the 1 yard line. Going to be close to a touchback. I believe that went out at the 1 yard line.
Oh,
an exceptional punt by Kopp.
Oh, that's a great punt. It hit
71 yard punt because it's down at the one for Alex Kopp. Going to pin Blue Hill deep in their own end zone.
The wind must be blowing a little bit. It's hard for us to tell a little bit
to the
southwest because that ball started in the middle of the field and tailed over to the left. And you're right, took a great bounce. Looked like it was going to go into the end zone, but instead it is up against the end zone here. And, of course, we saw Southern Valley take it off of their goal line
and go 99 yards.
We'll see if the Bobcats can do the same thing here.
Your playbook seems to shrink a little bit when you're down on your own 1 yard line. You're going to see a steady dose, I think, of Drury or Kruger here for the Bobcats. Still in the shotgun formation, though. They're going to take this snap. A diamond backfield trying to draw him off sides. It worked, but there's the whistle. I believe they're going to get him for encroachment unless a offensive lineman moved. The official call coming up here. That's exactly what it is. So
man.
The hard count works.
Get him 5 yards.
Gives him some breathing room. It'll be first down and five now from the 7 yard line. The punt was officially down to the two, so that'll be a 70-yard punt by Kopp.
That's a great job by that offensive line, staying in there when that defense jumps into that lane and not, giving up the 5 yards.
Someone had to have made contact for the whistle. So first down and five now for the Bobcats. Going to be a quarterback keeper, Poe, up the right sideline, dives for the first down. Going to be short, though. Second down and short.
Yeah, just that quarterback dive off tackle, so it's going to bring maybe just a yard there. So it's still going to be second and about four. Second and five is what they've got.
Second and five. So officially no gain on the play. Gain, let's call it a half yard. Second and five now from the 8 yard line. Blue Hill with the ball up 14-8 with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Going to be a handoff now to Drury. Drury on the right, left side. He's got a hole. He jumps over a man and gets near the 30-yard line, going to have enough for the first down, and then some, moving the chains for the Bobcats.
Yeah, and you knew that was coming with Drury to that left side to the wide side of the field, and that zone read, got a hole to run through. Just a smart back gets up there, knows where the first down is, gets beyond it, picked up about 8 or 9.
First down and 10 from the 17. Just over now. When we snap the ball, we'll be under 5 minutes to go here on the Breeze 94.5. One heck of a ball game. We still got some listeners here on Classic Hits 98.9 as well. We'll get back to your game as soon as the lightning clears the area. First down and 10. Poe's going to take this shotgun snap, going to hand it off up the middle. Gains probably a 2. Forward progress will mark him at around the 20-yard line.
Yeah, just back to the line of scrimmage, maybe just beyond. Good job by this Well, they're giving him 2 on the carry. I didn't think he got that far, but he's a good, strong runner. It's hard to bring down. It was 5-6 guys to the ball for Southern Valley trying to get him stopped.
Blue Hill now with twins to the right side, slot man to the right side, and a couple of running backs beside Poe, the quarterback. He'll take this shotgun snap, going to fake the handoff. Now he's going to give it up the handoff. Now up the middle, across the 30-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down. Nice aggressive run. I believe that was Drury.
Yeah, Drury's getting his momentum going a little bit now, getting in his rhythm. He hit that hole quick and was dragging defenders with him for the first down.
All right, first down and 10. Let's call it at the 30-yard line. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Blue Hill on top 14-8 right now in a crucial C2-8 district matchup. Twins to the right side. Rublid split to the left side for Poe, the quarterback, and it's going to be another handoff again, and this one's going to be a gain of a yard. Let's call it 2 on the play, depending on the spot.
Boy,
Drury again.
And Drury again just taking 2 or 3 yards. I don't know what he got. Boy, he just runs hard, picks up you know, leaning forward on every carry, picking up positive yardage. Remember, this was coming off of their goal line with a great punt by Southern Valley, pinning them deep. And Blue Hill now answering the call, driving out beyond the 30-yard line now.
Seems to be the recipe for success. Southern Valley also went 99 yards from the same end zone, that north end zone. Blue Hill trying to copy it here and go up two scores, 14-8 right now. They've got the ball at their own 32-yard line. Still some work to do on this drive. First down, second down and eight. Penalty flag on the play. Delay of game will be the call here. They snapped it just about a second too short, so that'll drop them back 5 yards. It'll be second down and 13.
And, you know, I never understand a delay of game when you call all your plays from the line of scrimmage.
Right.
I mean, they call it from the line, so something's not coming in quickly enough. Again, Southern Valley changing up their defense a little bit. Maybe there was some confusion there.
Exactly.
But, again, that puts them back second and long.
Southern Valley runs that 4-2 defense, but their two linebackers do blitz a lot right now. They got a guy up in that A-gap and another penalty flag again. I'm assuming this will be a false start. And that's exactly what it is.
Two big penalties back-to-back.
Perkins just creeps up from his linebacker position in that A-gap, almost probably scares that guard into flinching because Perkins has had at least four tackles for loss this
game. Well, he had just two sacks right before halftime, so you know he can get through there. Yes. The coach has probably said, now we got to stop that, and it's hard to hold in there when they're flinching right there at the line of scrimmage. So that brings up second and now about 18, almost 20, 18.
Yep. Second and 18, two consecutive five-yard penalties now for the Bobcats. Twins to the right side, Rublitz split to the left side. Another blitz, both linebackers this time, and Blue Hill sneaks by, gets a yard, gets about four or five of it back.
Pope on that, going to run the option to the wide side of the field. Southern Valley got upfield and made him turn back. I think Poe lost his shoe, so he's going to have, no, I'm sorry, that's number five coming off the field there with a shoe in.
That is Poe.
Poe's coming off with the injury. So
an equipment timeout here. Rublet is the backup.
Rublet is the backup, right. He's coming to the sideline to get a play. And they're going to take a timeout, looks like.
No, the referee has signaled ready for action. So the play clock is now running, and it's a mass confusion. They're just now getting to the huddle, breaking the huddle now.
Rublet's talking to his backs, trying to get settled. Dangerous snap here, third down and long.
Hamill here on the right side, Rublet to the left side. Drury and Kruger, the running backs, going to be a keeper. Rublet now with it, and he's going to go across the 35-yard line, not going to have enough for the first down. Tried to get it to the playmaker's hands out at receiver. Gave him the old option there.
And he did a nice job. He got up the field, cut when the defender gave him the lane and picked up, 6-8 yards there? Well, actually about nine. And he's going to be, third and two?
Fourth and three is the official ruling right now. 37-yard line. Just over a minute to go here, so Blue Hill will have to punt it one more time into this win. They would have liked to pick up that first down. Not quite going to get it. Little rugby-style punt again. This one's going to go out of bounds at around. It's going to be inside the 40. I'm going to say they're going to spot this probably at the 45-yard line. We'll have to wait for the official lineup. That wasn't a very good punt.
No, that time they abandoned the rugby-style punt, got it up in the air, and again, that wind pushed it out of bounds. So not much of a field position change. And Southern Valley is running about a minute to go, needs to take advantage of this wind. But again, they've had success with going into the wind, so maybe it's all in my head.
1 minute, 2 seconds left here in the third quarter on the Breeze, 94.5, PlatteRiverPreps.com, wherever you're listening worldwide. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jeff Babel alongside Tim Bob Kitzmiller. Southern Valley now with the ball, first down and 10 from the 46-yard line. Good field position. Perkins is going to throw this one across the middle and got a man, overthrows him. No flag for incidental contact. Good no call there, I believe.
Yeah, trying to get that post route right in the middle of the field, fake the ball into the line of scrimmage to Lewis, and good job by the defender staying back in the corner running underneath that. Didn't have much of a chance.
Are you surprised to see throwing the ball with a minute to go to maybe try and get a couple runs here, then get the field switched and get the wind with them?
I think they were just trying to hit a big play there, thinking, you know, we're running out of time.
That's true.
Hit that big play, and we're right in this ball game. I mean, they're down one score. They catch that, and we got us a tie ball game or better.
Cop in motion. right to left on the jet sweep. Going to fake it to him, hand it off to Brooks, the big fullback, and he gets taken down by the ankles, gains a yard, if anything, on the play.
Looked like he had positive yardage, tried to cut it back to the outside, and there the defenders met him and dropped him for no gain. But looked like he had something going. Needs to go north and south. Lewis has done a nice job of doing that.
Lewis would be the one to stretch it out.
Right.
Brooks, the big 220-pound fullback, he needs to get up in his lane and try to fall forward and gain some yards. So third down, 10, 46-yard line, under 20 seconds now. Going to throw it up there for the receiver, and it's going to be incomplete, intended for Quinn down the left sideline. Nice pass breakup there by the Blue Hill Bobcat defender.
Had one-on-one over here on the wide side of the field, tried to do the play-action fake to Lewis. Ball was thrown a little flat. I think if he put a little air under it and towards the sideline, it might have had a chance. But he threw it a little more of a line and maybe trying to keep the wind from carrying it. And the defender was there to make the play.
That was Rubelid on the pass deflection. It's going to be a three and out now for Southern Valley. And they'll get one last punt into with this wind. And we got a timeout on the field. I think it's an official timeout.
He got too many men on the field. He's counting. He's counting them. Yeah.
That is a penalty flag against Southern Valley. They had 12 out there. You can only have 11. That'll back them up five more yards, give Alex Kopp five more yards to boot this. He booted it last time 70 yards and pinned him inside the two. If he gets another 70-yarder here, it'll be similar field position for Blue Hill.
Well, that's got to be frustrating for a coach. You know, third, fourth game into the season, you can't get the right number on the field. So.
You should know who's on the first team.
Yeah, you should know the first punt team, right.
So, Kopp back down to punt this one away. A high punt over his head, and he's going to have to pick this up. He's going to try and keep it, and he gets hit now down at the 20-yard line. Going to be a turnover on downs for Southern Valley. A very high snap goes over the punter's head. Thought about trying to get a punt off. Decided I better just try and run for the first down. And he got hit down at the way down there at the 20-yard line. Going to be a turnover there on Southern Valley.
Yeah, and unfortunately he was rolling to his left, so he couldn't, you know, kick a rugby style kick. You know, being a right-legged kicker, and there was really nobody to throw it to. And great job by Blue Hill taking advantage of this. This could make up for that penalty earlier in the half because they've got the ball with a great opportunity to score.
6 seconds left in the third quarter, 14-8 right now. Blue Hill on top. They're going to have one more play likely before the third quarter expires. Poe, the quarterback, is going to take the shotgun snap. He's going to hand it off to the running back on the left side. That's Drury. Drury goes near the first down, probably gains about six on the play, and that'll do it for the third quarter of play. Drury with a nice 6-yard gain to open up their short field possession. So Blue Hill will have it second down and about four, knocking on the red zone, and we'll see if they can punch it in right after this 1 minute timeout.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Breeze, 94.5 on the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigations from Husker Power Products of Hastings. We're going to flip the field now. Blue Hill will be going right to left as you look inside your radio dial. First, second down and one from the 11-yard line. It was actually a gain of 9 for Drury, the running back. 12 minutes to go here until the Misco Sports postgame show here on the Breeze, 94.5.
Yeah, and what a big turn of events, that high snap on the punt on the fourth down. They're about to punt into the wind and maybe flip this field, and now they've given the ball to the Bobcats on a short field, and it's an opportunity to score. So Southern Valley with their back against the wall.
Scoreless in the third quarter. Fourth quarter now opens up, and Drury is going to get into the end zone. 11-yard touchdown run right up the middle. Had a nice block in the middle. Touchdown, Keithan Drury.
And Drury's having a great night. It's getting him close to 100 yards. Runs of 9, 9, 11, 8. He's just finding his rhythm. And, again, a scoring run there. Nice play, nice run, and going for two.
Two-play drive, win a grand total of 20 seconds because of the short field. Going for two, like you had said, another handoff up the middle. It's either Drury or Kruger, and it doesn't matter who it is because they're not going to get in.
And we got a flag coming in late. I don't know if it was unsportsmanlike conduct because it was thrown by the back judge or the umpire.
I didn't even see the penalty flag.
It was after the play. It was after the play, and he threw it in late, so I don't know if he saw something.
It looks like quarterback Poe is going to try and get another play here, so you would think that it would be against Blue Hill.
Calling an illegal shift.
Personal foul on Southern Valley. So, like you said, it was after the play, so the two-point conversion is no good. Then after the play, a personal foul on Southern Valley, so that'll back them up 15 yards on the ensuing kickoff. Okay. So it's 20-8 right now. Blue Hill just scored again. Makes it a two-score ball game here on the Breeze 94.5. 11:54 to go in this fourth quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the Breeze, 94.5. This kickoff's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. Starting to get some light precipitation here in Blue Hill. Due to the precipitation over in Centura, the Ravenna-Centura game has been on delay. You've been joining us via Classic Hits 98.9. We're going to get you back to your guys' game in roughly about 10 minutes. 8:55 Central Time is where we're going to head that ball game back over to Doug Duda on the Classic Hits 98.9. to try and finish that ball game up. Over here on the Breeze 94.5, we've got just under 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We just started play. Blue Hill with a nice two-play drive, capitalizing on the short field, made it 20-8. Southern Valley needs a couple scores now to make this baby a ball game. Going to send Kopp in motion left to right. Going to be a quarterback keeper, and Perkins is going to spin and break a tackle and break another tackle and drag a man with him all the way to the 26-yard line. Perkins with a nice quarterback keep there.
Yeah, nice job of keeping his head up and keeping his feet. Spun out of a couple of tackles and picked up about 7 on the play. And a good way to start this drive. Penalties and bad snaps have killed their last three drives.
The weather seems to be playing a little bit of an issue now. Again, some light rain out there in Blue Hill. Kopp left to right motion in the jet sweep. Perkins is going to keep that one option to the left side, pitch it out to the running back. I believe that's Lewis, and Lewis is going to have enough for the first down to move the sticks, keep the clock.
That was number 31, Fowlman, Luke Fowlman maybe? I got the right page? No, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong team.
It's Dan Dietz.
Dan Dietz, there we go.
and Dietz for Southern Valley. 31 for Blue Hill is Foulman. Foulman, we've called his name a couple times defensively for the Bobcats. So first down and 10, ball on the 30-yard line for Southern Valley. Down two scores right now, 20-8, just under 11 minutes to go in this one. Shotgun snap, going to be a handoff up the middle. Probably going to be a gain of 5 on the play.
Again, that's Lewis. Brooks is on the sideline. I don't know if he's injured or what, but now we've got Lewis with the other running back. You called his name just a minute ago.
Dietz,
carrying the ball, and they are moving the ball. That's a nice first down carry.
Blue Hill doing some substitutions defensively, trying to get big old number 75 Streif into the game, plug up the middle. Southern Valley with another motion left to right, going to hand it up again to Lewis. Lewis is going to be close to the first down. Forward progress, I believe, is going to give it to him. They're going to stop the clock. I'm going to assume to measure or move the chains, possibly measure here. They're going to eyeball that one and move the chains. First down, Southern Valley.
Well, Lewis only had 3 carries in the first half, but he's had, half a dozen here, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, about half a dozen carries. And is moving the ball well for Southern Valley here.
Clock continues to run. It'll be under 2 minutes when this play finishes up. It's going to be a handoff again to Lewis. Lewis gets to the 45-yard line. A nice solid 4 or 5 yard gain on first down for Lewis.
Yeah, he's running nice. He's a not a big guy, but, boy, they're sure working him right now.
About 5 minutes away from saying goodbye to our listeners on Classic. It's 98.9. The storm has passed over there. In Centura, I believe, is where they're playing that ball game. First down, second down and 5 from the 45-yard line for Southern Valley, needing 2 scores in less than 10 minutes here. This will be a snap, going to be a throw now to the left side, and it's going to be caught and complete down to the 40-yard line. Nice play. Deceitful play-action pass by Perkins. Hits his man on the left sideline there.
Picks up about 12, 15 yards on that play. Looked like it was going to be intercepted the way the defender reacted, but apparently he went for the interception, missed the ball, opened up the sideline for the receiver. You got to either take the ball or the man. If you go for the interception, you better get it. Otherwise, you're giving up yardage. And now Southern Valley's got it on the about the 40-yard line, moving to into Blue Hill territory.
This will be the 6th play of their drive. Penalty flag on the play. Probably going to be an illegal formation or an illegal procedure play on Southern Valley.
Well, they've just, those penalties and bad snaps have just plagued this Southern Valley team. And Blue Hill, of course, has taken advantage of it. They've had very few penalties tonight and played a solid ball game.
9:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Right now, Blue Hill on top, 20-8. Southern Valley, though, with the ball, trying to seize the momentum back. They had it early in this half, trying to get it back now from the Bobcats. Could be hard to do. First down and 15 after the penalty from the 45.
See if they go back to Lewis on this play.
Lewis lined up to his left side, twins to the left side as a receiver, slot man to the right side. That's Kopp. And they're going to play action pass, going to have a man on the left sideline, try the same play. Incomplete. Nice coverage there by the defensive back for Blue Hill. I believe that was DeCasson.
Actually, it was a great play by the Southern Valley receiver to avoid an interception because, as you said, the defender was in great position, had the opportunity to pick it off, and Southern Valley receiver turned defensive back, knocked the ball down.
It appears the wind is still gusting a little bit, maybe a little bit less than what it was early in the game. Still a bit of a factor that the team has to play with. Kopp in motion, left to right on the jet motion. Going to be a quarterback keeper. Perkins gets across the 45-yard line, gets hit hard at the 43 by the Blue Hill defensive lineman. It's going to bring up third and long.
Boy, penalties put you behind the chains, put you in a tough situation going into this win, and the Blue Hill defense is not going to let you pick up those big chunks of yardage when they've got you backed up.
Third down. 13, 8:44 left in this one. Ball on the Blue Hill 43-yard line. Possibly four down territory for the Southern Valley Eagles. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5. Kopp in motion, left to right. Going to be a pass on the left side, complete, and dropped. He had his man. complete and then dropped by Kopp. Perkins.
Well, Perkins threw it number 24, I think.
Hunter Quinn, yeah. Hunter Quinn, they seem to be keying on Hunter Quinn
tonight. Just threw a little hitch route. He would have been well short of the first down. Should have been completed. Looked like he, just went up to catch it with the ball a little high over his head. And when he brought it down, he just threw it right into the turf. Otherwise, it would have been a fourth and short. Otherwise, now we're backed up with a fourth and about 12, 13 yards.
Had one man to beat. Maybe could have shook him loose. But like you said, I think he would have been probably short of the first down.
But a more manageable fourth down possession. They're going to call timeout over there on the Southern Valley sideline.
Timeout. Southern Valley, they're going to talk it over, try to get the right play call, because if you don't pick this one up, it could be the ball game. 20-8, your score right now. Blue Hill on top of Southern Valley. Southern Valley with the ball, fourth down, when we come back on The Breeze, 94.5.
Where do you get more? Superstore. Outlet. Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Fourth down play. Perkins escapes the pressure, throws it up there, and it's going to be incomplete. Had a man down there, two men there on the coverage. It's going to be incomplete. Perkins did a nice job of avoiding the rush. Possibly could have kept it there, but made the right choice in throwing for it. Just incomplete.
Yeah, again, he's throwing the ball very flat. You know, you've got the defender back there. You need to throw it up for a jump ball and see if you can't get some kind of a tip or a lucky catch or even a pass interference. But he did a nice job of getting out of the pocket, giving himself a lane to throw in. But, again, Blue Hill gets the ball back going the other way and a nice defensive stand after Southern Valley had something going.
Blue Hill with 8:18 left in the game, trying to milk this clock away. Up 20-8 in this one. Going to be a handoff. Going to be a loss on the play, probably of a yard here. Drury.
Well, that's a few times this happened. He's had a no gain or a loss on the carry. He's had a really nice quarter here. And at that time, just no momentum, no push up front for the Bobcats.
Second down and 10 now, under 8 minutes. Ball on the 43-yard line for Blue Hill in Blue Hill territory. We got Twins to the left side here. Rubelid split out on the right side. Poe, the quarterback, Drury, and Lewis, the running back. It's going to have a man over on the right side, had him, and it's dropped. And here comes a late penalty flag. Questionable call, I think.
I think so, too. Looked like it was a pretty good play by the defender. Ball was thrown out in front. Looked like he made a play on the ball, but they're going to call pass interference, and that's going to be a big play. That'll give a first down to the Bobcats right at midfield, I think.
Great coverage. The only thing I could probably see would maybe have him around the waist. But I believe he had made a play on the ball and then made contact. But home crowd got the call there and going to have a first down as a result.
Yeah, and a big play there. That's the first time we've seen him throw the ball here in the second half. And, again, an incomplete pass, but a big penalty gives him the ball and the momentum.
Blue Hill now into Southern Valley territory at the 42-yard line. Going to take this snap, hand it off up the middle. Falls forward for a gain of 3 on the play. Drury with another carry here in the fourth quarter.
Yep, go back to your workhorse. Go back to the guy that you can depend on. Now, Kruger's played well, but Drury's going to get the lion's share of the carries. Only 2 carries for Kruger in the second half. Most of them going to Drury. And he's delivering.
Blue Hill now into probably clock preservation mode. It's going to be under 7 minutes. If they can get another score here, that will probably put the dagger into the Southern Valley's hopes in this one. 20-8, Blue Hill with the lead and the ball. Going to be a quarterback keeper, Poe, up on the right side. He's going to have across the 35-yard line penalty flag on the play. That's likely a hold when it comes from the back judge right there.
First time we've seen that quarterback lead, other than that one off the goal line. But it looked like it was going to be a big play, and now it's a big penalty. You're right, it's a holding penalty. Going to take it back and negate a nice gain on first down.
The official call was a hold. It's going to drop him back 10 yards from the
second down.
From the spot of the foul, Blue Hill's ready to break the huddle. They've got their play, but they keep getting pushed back here by the defenders. 9 o'clock here in the Central Time Zone. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5, FlatRiverPreps.com, KLAQ 94.5 FM, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. Second down, 14 for Blue Hill, back up at the Southern Valley 46-yard line. They're going to take the snap, hand it off, fumble on the play, and it's going to be recovered by Southern Valley, I believe. Yep,
wow.
And they're indicating turnover on downs. Drury just never had a control of it. Bounced around there.
Looked like he never had control. Came down, hit his knee, went scooting forward into the Southern Valley secondary, back into the linebackers. I mean, it wasn't just he dropped it. He booted it with his knee, and that's another turnover. Their first of the night, and we'll see put this defense back on in position to stop Southern Valley.
Southern Valley going into the wind. Very, very light precipitation, if any, drizzle right now. 6:19 to go. 20-8 is the score. Southern Valley trying to get to within a score. Perkins is going to throw this one. Gets hit as he lets go. He's got a man down there. It's complete to Kopp. 10-5. Touchdown, Alex Kopp. 58-yard touchdown pass.
What a turn of events. That's unbelievable. You fumble the ball. Perkins should have been tackled. He stepped up into the pocket. Big, strong quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Threw a beautiful pass. And cops behind the defender. And we've got us looking at a one-score ball game if they go for two here. I guess it's 14-20. So, and the rain is starting to come down. I see it on the window here in the press box.
20-14, one-score ball game right now. Southern Valley is going to try and trim this baby down to four. Swinging gate formation is going to be a play out of it. Option to the right. They're going to fake now to the left, and a hodgepodge of defenders. That play had nowhere going from the very beginning, and the point after touchdown is no good. But 20-14 is your score now. Jeremiah Perkins with a big 58-yard touchdown pass to Alex Kopp makes it 20-14. We'll see how Blue Hill responds. Next on The Breeze 94.5.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, Southern Valley just tacks on a score, makes it 20-14, a one-score ball game. Blue Hill still on top right now. 6 minutes to go in the game. Southern Valley's going to boot this one away. It's going to be near out of bounds. It's going to be fielded there by Blue Hill across the 30-yard line, going to be close to the 35-yard line, and first down and 10 for the Bobcats with 6 minutes to go.
What a turn of events. Blue Hills got the ball. They've just stopped Southern Valley. They're moving the ball down the field. They get the bad penalty on the holding on the good run by Poe. The next play, they fumble. Southern Valley takes the next play and throws a 58-yard touchdown. That's why we play the games, right?
That is right. If this game was played on paper, we wouldn't be here. But Southern Valley, the slight underdog, you would say, in this one, coming in with a 1-2 record, seizes the momentum right now. It's 20-14 Blue Hill with the lead and the ball. 6 minutes to go. Going to be a quarterback keeper, Poe, with the ball now. Goes across the 30-yard line. Gains a nice, solid 3 yards on the first down carry.
And I think you'll see a very conservative ground-and-pound type of offense here. Just run the ball, pick up the first down, let the clock run, and make sure you preserve this victory if you're Blue Hill. But first downs are more important than touchdowns right now.
Correct. 8 yards till the next Blue Hill first down. Right now, second and eight from the 32-yard line, 5:30 to go. And this one going to take their time to snap this one away. Still a one-possession game, though. Poe will take this snap, hand it off to Drury. Drury up the middle, gets across the 35-yard line. Gains about three or four more.
And that's fine, three or four more, just as long as you keep the chains moving and that big offensive line keeps moving that Southern Valley defense back. Look for a blitz here on this third and about four, five.
Third and five, we've seen the blitz by Perkins work before. We'll see if they do that. The middle linebacker, Perkins, going to try and disrupt this third down play. No blitz on this one. They're going to – that gets behind him. Poe's going to keep this one. Gets across midfield down to the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, touchdown.
No flags on the play.
65-yard touchdown run for Jason Poe.
And that should just about nail the door shut. Ran that quarterback lead play up in there. He got up into the linebackers, made a great cut on the secondary, and ran all the way from one side of the field to the other to take away the angles and race to the far northeast end zone for the touchdown.
Makes it 26-14. Reopens it back up to two scores right now. Blue Hill likely to go for two to make it 14. Make Southern Valley go for two at least one time when they have any chance of coming back in this one. So 26-14 right now. They're going to go for two. Huge three-play, one-minute drive with a 65-yard touchdown run on third down and five by Jason Poe. Going after touchdown. Shotgun snap. It's going to be a handoff to Drury. I think that's Kruger, actually. Kruger's going to be close. And he's in. Point after touchdown is good. Makes it 28-14 Bobcats. Two-score ball game with only 4:34 left in this one. We'll see how Southern Valley responds next on The Breeze 94.5.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
The Breeze, 94.5.
28-14 off the 65-yard touchdown run, three-play drive by Blue Hill, answering right back after Southern Valley had a 58-yard touchdown pass from Jeremiah Perkins to Alex Kopp. Two-score ball game, 4:34 left in this one. Southern Valley's going to need to get something going, and something going quick. Going to be a kickoff here by Blue Hill. It's going to be a deep kick into the end zone for a touchback. So Southern Valley will have it first and 10, needing to go 80 yards for a touchdown to cut this lead to one score.
Yeah, and after no score in the third quarter, just a kind of a back and forth between the 20s type of thing, all of a sudden we have back-to-back explosions with the long pass and the long run, and we'll see how Southern Valley responds. They've been jacked up and excited, but Blue Hill's been steady and aggressive on defense, and see if they can hold them back.
Southern Valley, so far passing, I believe, is that 5 of 11 so far?
5 of 11.
Might need to open it up and pass a little bit more now with only 4 minutes, 34 seconds left to go. Cop in motion, left to right. We've seen this formation a lot. Perkins is going to hand this baby off to Lewis, and Lewis breaks a tackle, gets across the 25-yard line, going to gain probably 6 or 7 on the play. Clock still running.
And Lewis has carried the lion's share here in the second half. And he's had some good runs, but they're going with a quick offense here.
Second and 3. Mass confusion by Blue Hill getting some substitutions. No penalty flag. They got the man off in time. Lewis with another carry. Going to have enough to move the chains. Stop the clock momentarily. Nice second down run by
And they're jumping Lewis. To the line of scrimmage. They're coming to the line of scrimmage. Not wasting any time
Running the tempo, no huddle offense. Clock's now rolling. Going to send Cop in motion. Fake it to him. Perkins going to hand it off, pitch it now, and fumbled on the play and going to be recovered by the pitch man. I believe that's still Lewis. Rain's starting to come down a little bit harder now here in Blue Hill. Maybe caused the fumble, slippery wet ball out there.
Yeah, it looked like they tried to get that option on the outside, and it looks like Blue Hill has recovered that fumble. They're indicating, no, I'm sorry, it's a timeout. The way the official was pointing, I thought he had given the ball to it, but Southern Valley's called timeout with that loss of about 6-8 on the play. It's hard to tell where they've spotted it.
They're going to try and reset the clock to 3:55. A slight delay in the action. There it is now set. A timeout on the field, we believe. The rain's starting to come down a little bit harder now. Maybe causing that last fumble.
I think it was a poor pitch to the sideline. It was hard to tell, but maybe the tough ball angle. Slipped away from his... He didn't make a clean pitch. We haven't seen him mishandle that option earlier in the game.
28-14. We're going to recap this game and all games at the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show powered by Platte River Preps. Coming up next on KHAS 1230 and following the Ravenna Centura game after a slight rain delay on Classic Hits 98.9. Second down and 20 now, 21-yard line for Southern Valley. They did keep possession of the ball. Perkins is going to throw this one. He's got a man over there. That's Quinn. Quinn breaks the tackle up the sideline. He's got the first down. He's across midfield, out of bounds, getting out of bounds, stopping the clock. They're actually going to spot him just shy of midfield, around the 49-yard line. But nice, quick play by Quinn. We've called his name a couple times, making a few guys miss.
Yeah, and that's just a quick in route. He's just running about a 10-yard hitch. Ball coming out quickly and on time, and he's able to beat the defender and move that ball down the field. More importantly, pick up the first down and stop the clock.
Southern Valley's no-huddle offense right now seems to be working. They've got a nice chunk of yards on this play. Under 3 minutes, 45 seconds now in this game. Cop in motion right to left. Perkins is going to throw it incomplete, intended for York, I believe.
That time, thrown into the wind, I think, had an impact on it. Ball was well to the south, I guess, to the north of the receiver, well offline, and we haven't seen Perkins throw the ball that errant most of the night.
The incomplete pass will stop the clock. 3 minutes, 44 seconds left in this one, 28-14. Blue Hill on top. Perkins going to throw it again for Quinn. Looks like it bounced over there. It is an incomplete pass, going to bring up third down now. Still probably four down territory, so play call here to pick up some yards or go for the sticks here.
Oh, I think you got to pick up the first down and keep the ball in your possession. Again, incomplete pass stops the clock, so going to the huddle. Quarterback just rushed that one, looked like, or maybe the wind played on, but receiver is open, and they're giving up that short yardage.
Blue Hill playing a prevent defense. Perkins steps up in the pocket, has a man down there, and intended for Quinn. Incomplete, late penalty flag that could be pass interference. Just the break Southern Valley might need. Blue Hill was all sorts of confused in their secondary right there.
Yeah, and you had two receivers in the same area there. Quinn and Kopp both in the same area, but I don't know if they're calling a I didn't see a pass interference.
There you go. The official call coming up here, pass interference.
It is pass
on
interference.
The defense.
Wow.
That'll be an automatic first down, 15 yards for Southern Valley. It's going to bring them over further into Blue Hill territory, closer to that red zone where they're only going to need two scores. Probably score here. You would think an onside kick.
Well, they got to keep the ball. They haven't completed a pass here the last three attempts, and they get a break there on a pass interference penalty. So they got to.
3:34 left in this one. Perkins pump fakes, throws it down. He's in, going for Quinn on the left sideline. He had a man there, overthrows him. No penalty flag this time. Incomplete pass. It'll bring up second down for the Eagles.
Yeah, he did have a receiver there. Just a little overthrown. He got behind the Blue Hill defender. You've got to stay back if you're the Bobcats. Can't give up anything deep along that sideline.
Bend don't break defense. Blue Hill has almost a dime package in there. Four down linemen, two linebackers, and the rest defensive secondary. Trips now to the right side for Southern Valley. Slot man to the left side. That's Quinn. Perkins, the quarterback, takes a snap. Blue Hill trying to get a timeout. Scott Porter is going to get this timeout right before the play snap was taken. Timeout Bobcats going to try and set their defense. We're going to reset and be back on the Breeze 94.5 in 1 minute.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage, or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Husker Power Products broadcast booth powered by natural gas and diesel irrigations from Husker Power Products. Love Hastings, a quick furniture direct score update.
Looks like Kearney Catholic has scored to go up 21-0 on Central City. Grand Island has defeated Kearney 26-0. And Adams Central still leads Gibbon 28-12 in the fourth quarter.
Alex Kopp in motion left to right now. Perkins going to fake it to the running back. Has a man out there. It is incomplete. Had his man hit him in the hands and just dropped. That's Quinn. I don't know if the ball's wet out there. That's why he dropped it. But he was wide open. Had the first down. Just dropped it.
Well, ball thrown a little behind him. But you're right. He should have caught that. And that would have been close to a first down. Defenders well back, as you said. Given that 10 yards, just don't give up the touchdown. But not able to take advantage of it and complete the pass.
6-play drive helped by the pass interference call. Wind's starting to pick up a little bit now. Harder out there. Kopp in motion. Perkins going to throw it, and he's got a man out there. It is incomplete. Intended for York. Bounce it out there. Looks like he had Kopp across the middle, but went with York on the out route. Incomplete.
And had York open. He seems to be rushing it a little bit. The defender, the ball's thrown into short, and we know he's got a strong arm. Maybe throwing into this wind as he's trying to keep the ball down, trying to keep the nose of the ball down into that wind. And it's causing it to come up short on those long throws to the sideline.
8th play of this drive, 4th down and 10. This could be your ball game, folks. 3:21 left in this one. Southern Valley needs a first down to keep their hopes alive. Perkins looks left, gets flushed out the middle, and he is going to be hit as he lets go, and it's going incomplete. Defensive pressure is going to get to him and cause the wobbly pass incomplete. Nice pressure there.
Was that number 56, Tristan Kruger? With good pressure, and I didn't catch the other number, but good job, good push up front by the Bobcats to get the ball back and stop the threat. And now they've got the ball with about 3 minutes to go. See if they can pick up a couple of first downs and seal this victory.
Fuller also in on that play. wasn't the first guy, but he was the last guy to hit Kopp or Perkins as he let go of the ball intended for Alex Kopp. Falls incomplete. So Blue Hill probably going to see a steady run here. 3:13 left. Going to try and milk this clock away up 28-14. Expect a heavy dose of Drury and Kruger. Poe going to take this snap and hand it off now to Drury. Drury gets across the 40-yard line. Forward progress will stop him right there. Second down coming up.
And the big thing, he's got to hang on that football. Southern Valley's also going to try to strip it out as they did there, trying to get hold of that ball. And he's just wrapping up with both arms and protecting it, letting the clock run.
Under 3 minutes to go now. Southern Valley has a couple timeouts left. When do they start using them is the question. Second down, 7 yards to go for the Bobcats, 2:44 left in this one. You're listening to The Breeze 94.5, the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. Stay tuned. Poe will take this shotgun snap. Rubelid split out to the left side here. Drury right beside him is going to be a quarterback keeper, and he's going to be across the 45-yard line, across the bit right at the 50-yard line. That's going to be enough to move the chains and get him another fresh set of downs.
Yeah, Poe running that quarterback lead really effectively tonight. Scored on a long 65-yard touchdown. Last time they run it, that time he runs it for about 9 and a first down. And, again, that's a terrible play to try to stop if you're a defender.
That might have been the straw that breaks the camel's back, because 2 minutes to go, under 2 minutes, when they'll snap the ball, Southern Valley will have a couple timeouts. But when they get the ball back, they'll have to go the length of the football field twice in less than a couple minutes here. 2 minutes exactly now as they snap the ball. Poe will keep this one again. It gets across the 50-yard line to about the 53-yard line, let's call it. Timeout for Southern Valley, trying to stop the clock, possibly get the ball back one last time. Timeout on the field. We're going to keep it here, get a Furniture Direct score update. We deliver the score just like Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beauty Rest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. It's just south of Sonic in Hastings.
Well, Grand Island again defeated Kearney. Oh, my scores are being updated as I speak. So we've got Beatrice beats Hastings 49-0. Gretna, number one, beats 31-0 over Crete, the number 6 team in Class B. Kearney Catholic has scored 21-0 over Central City. Adams Central is 28-12 over Gibbon in the fourth quarter. The Centura-Ravenna game is in the second quarter, tied 6-6. Hastings St. Cecilia, 69-0 over Superior. Let's see here. Extra Milligan wins 76-14 over Johnson Brock. And Sutherland has lost to Hemingford 42-8. Trying to notice some final scores there. Any others there you see that pop out to you that are exciting?
It looked like Medicine Valley was on top 35-14 over Brady. And like Tim Bob was saying there, almost a live scoring update as we were speaking. The live scoreboard update, PlatteRiverPreps.com, folks. Stream the game. Listen to us on the Breeze 94.5. Watch the scores as they come in live every Friday night on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second down and 6 now for Blue Hill, trying to melt this clock away. Poe will take this one. Going to be a quarterback keeper. That's actually Rubelin. Rubelin in at the quarterback position is going to die for it and have the first down from my indication.
Nice slide spot. By Rublet. He came along the sideline, knew to stay in bounds, got the first down, and took a nice hook slide. May have injured himself. He's going back to the holding his right side very gingerly. I don't know if it's a shoulder or an elbow, but he's holding his arm, but it was a great slide. Grass a little bit wet out there. A lot of fun.
We actually saw that against Donovan Trumbull there early in the game. Rublet actually got hurt on the same play, that same Wildcat formation where he keeps the ball and runs for it. He picks up the first down here, gets hurt a little bit. Will probably be it for him as this game looks like it's in full control. 1 minute, 30 seconds to go. Blue Hill on top by 2 scores, 28-14. Going to try and ice this game away. Going to hand this baby off to Drury. Drury gets across the 40-yard line, and that's about it. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and Southern Valley is going to waste another timeout here, I believe. Yep, and there's the indication. So Southern Valley calls a timeout. We'll take it with them back on the Breeze 94.5 right after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Southern Valley uses their final timeout of the game to stop the clock. Poe, keeps this quarterback keeper, gets across the 40-yard line near the 35-yard line. Clock will keep running here. Southern Valley won't be able to stop it again, but it'll be third down. Less than a minute to go when we snap this ball. Southern Valley will need some sort of punt return on onside kick. And a couple Hail Marys here to have any chance, but there's no quitting this team.
No, this Blue Hill team has played really nice tonight. They have had a good challenge from the Southern Valley Eagles, but they've showed their might and showed that last week was no fluke.
Third down and six, under 40 seconds to go as this ball is snapped. Poe's going to keep it again, gets across the 35, across the 30-yard line, gets near the 25-yard line. That's going to be enough to move the chains and get a first down, and that should do it here.
He lost his shoe again. He's got to figure out how to take that shoe on. That's the second time he's lost his shoe on that quarterback option play.
Rubel will be in here to take that final snap, 31 seconds to go. One more snap will be needed here. Rubel will be in there just for the victory formation. Oh, they're going to try a field goal here?
No,
the victory formation. I saw the far man, and I thought perhaps they were trying a field goal with the win, but victory formation, 17 seconds left in this one. They'll have to snap it once. The coaches will shake hands, and that'll do it. And there's the snap. There's the knee. The victory formation, the best formation you can have in football. And 28-14 is your final score. Blue Hill wins it. Southern Valley, with a valiant effort, falls to 1-3 on the year. Blue Hill will now advance to 3-1. We'll find out how they got their scores and crunch the numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show, coming up next on The Breeze, 94.5.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years, and will keep you geared up for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's now. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. It's time for the Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning wrap-up. We're going to wrap up the game here, do a little drive summary, and then we're going to bring you some numbers as well. Scoreless in the first period. The wind kind of played a factor early on. A couple three and outs for both teams. In the second quarter, Blue Hill opened the scoring. Nice 3-minute, 30-second drive, a nice 13-play drive topped off by the 5-yard touchdown run by Jason Poe, made it 8-0. The ensuing drive, Blue Hill's first, or Southern Valley's first possession, or first play of the next possession, fumbled the ball, 27-yard fumble recovery for Fuller, James Fuller, and made it 14-0, Blue Hill. Southern Valley then had a couple three and outs in Blue Hill as well. Southern Valley finally gets on the board with a nice two-minute drive. It went 99 yards, six plays. The big 52-yard touchdown run, or touchdown run by Jeremiah Perkins, set up the 29-yard touchdown pass from him to Jaden Samuelson, made it 14-8 Blue Hill. And then Blue Hill knocking on the door right before half, had it down to the 5-yard line. Then a couple of penalties and a sack later by Barker, and the half ended 14-8 Blue Hill. We opened up the third quarter of play, a similar start to the first quarter. Nobody scored in that third period. A couple of three and outs, a nice 70-yard punt by Alex Kopp. Blue Hill got out of their end zone, punted it away. Southern Valley then had the ball, turned it over on a three and out. They had to punt, and the punt went over the punter's head. Short field for Blue Hill. Blue Hill takes it 20 yards. Nice 11-yard touchdown run by Keith and Drury. Two plays, 20 seconds. Made it 20-8 Blue Hill. Southern Valley Blue Hill then traded a couple of turnovers there on downs and then by fumble, respectively. Southern Valley gets another score, a one-play, 11-second drive. The 58-yard touchdown pass from Jeremiah Perkins to Alex Kopp made it 20-14. Looked like Southern Valley had seized the momentum back. Blue Hill next possession, though, three plays, one-minute drive, 65-yard touchdown run by the quarterback. Jason Poe made it 28-14, and then that was the final score. A couple of a turnover on downs by Southern Valley on their last hope, and then Blue Hill just ran the ball and ran the clock out as well. Final score, 28-14. That's been your Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning wrap-up. We'll crunch the numbers and get the final stats next on The Breeze 94.5.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here on the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for years to come, and will do so for many more years. Visit them at their Ord store front location. Self-wording there on that live read. Misco Sports, keeping you better equipped for the games you play. 28-14, the final score on the scoreboard. How did the stats end up?
Well, Blue Hill got a great game tonight out of their quarterback, Poe. He had 18 carries for 112 yards, went 2 of 8 passing for 16 yards, 128 total yards of offense for Poe, 65 of those coming on the final score, a big score as they took control of the game late in the fourth quarter. Drury was the workhorse as usual, 23 carries, 108 yards. Nice second half for him with runs of 8, 9, 9, 11, and 12 yards. And, of course, Kruger emerging as another back, reliable back, 11 carries for 70 yards. Most of his carries coming in the first half. We had 8 of 16. Total rushing yards tonight for the Blue Hill Bobcats. I have him at 298, could easily be 300 yards. Total offense, 315 yards of total offense. One fumble, but seven penalties for 52 yards. Again, this team is getting better. We saw them against Donovan Trumbull a few weeks ago, and this is a much-improved ball club. Ability to throw the ball a little bit. And so pretty good showing there for the Bobcats. For Southern Valley, their big carry, Brooks, we didn't see him much tonight. He carried the ball five times, for only 24 yards. Perkins, their quarterback, had 9 carries for 34, and Lewis did most of the carries, especially in the second half. Only had 3 in the first half, wound up with 12 for 55. Through the air was where Southern Valley did the damage, the 58-yard touchdown, as well as a 24-yard touchdown pass, or 26-yard touchdown pass, I believe, early in the game. 128 yards passing, 6 of 17, but missed their last 5 passes in a row. Had 9 penalties for 35 yards, turnover on downs, and, of course, the fumble earlier in the game, which was costly. So, nice performance by Blue Hill. Good job by Southern Valley to come up and play a tough ball game. But ultimately, a win for the home team. And they move ahead, and a big district win for them as well.
Blue Hill wins this baby 28-14. Again, the Blue Hill Bobcats advance to 3-1. They'll be at Ravenna next week. Southern Valley, the loser in this one, they're going to be 1-3. They're going to be home against Wood River. Going to try and win a couple of district games, get back to 4-4. 4-4 seems to be the magic number to try and make the playoffs. We'll see if they can get that as well. So Blue Hill, 28-14 winners over Southern Valley in the C28 district matchup here. Drury led the way for Blue Hill, 23 carries, 108 yards as well. And then for Southern Valley, Perkins through the air, 6 of 17 for 128 yards. So 28-14 is our final score. Make sure you stay tuned for the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on 1230 AM KHAS with Tyson Evronik and Merritt Lawson. On behalf of Tim Bob Kitzmiller, I'm Jeff Babel. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Friday night in Nebraska. 28-14 is your final score. See you next week.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.